303-803-1900.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Seven children die in Afghan airstrike.
Had we seen them, we would not have fired.
The U.S., Israel, and the divided Palestinians.
Their strategy is to focus on the West Bank.
On the campus of Virginia Tech.
Reopening a place of unspeakable carnage.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with a CBS World News Roundup. Airstrikes aimed at suspected al-Qaeda militants in eastern Afghanistan have had deadly consequences for civilians. The U.S. coalition says the attacks on a compound killed some militants, but also left seven children dead. Coalition spokesman Major Chris Belcher says the fighters were using them for cover, though that wasn't known ahead of time.
Unfortunately, the children have been forced to stay inside, and we did not observe any children. Had we observed them, we would not have called this airstrike.
In other firefights, the coalition says several dozen militants were killed after airstrikes were called in. And it's been a violent day in Iraq. Iraqi and British forces fought a fierce battle with Shiite militiamen in the southern city of Amara. Officials say 36 people were killed, including 20 insurgents. The U.S. military believes the militants were members of a group that brings deadly armor-piercing weapons into Iraq from Iran. It may be no surprise that Sudan tops the list of failed states in the latest issue of Foreign Policy magazine, but right behind is Iraq, despite the high price the U.S. has paid in blood and treasure. Managing editor Will Dobson says security is the critical factor.
Iraq saw its score worsen considerably, and that has really to do with deterioration of security there. It may seem intuitive, but it doesn't really matter how much the United States is spending in aid or military dollars if fundamental security isn't in place there.
Both the U.S. and Israel are signaling a willingness to shore up the Palestinian government headed by Mahmoud Abbas as it fights to hold power against its rival Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is promising to weigh the release of hundreds of millions of dollars in frozen tax money. Here's CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv in Washington.
Call it damage control or making lemonade from lemons when Prime Minister Olmert comes here today and tomorrow meets with President Bush. They're expected to focus on ways of making the West Bank look like a success, including an end to a freeze on aid money while isolating the Palestinian radicals now in charge of Gaza. The U.S. hopes European countries and organizations will feed the people of Gaza, but the U.S. and Israel both want the Hamas authorities in Gaza to fail. Dan Raviv, CBS News, Washington.
2 months after a deadly rampage, the Virginia Tech building where more than 30 people were gunned down opens its doors again.
It cost $400,000 to remove the visible evidence of the violence, the incomprehensible evil of the April 16th massacre from Norris Hall.
Norris is part of the academic process here, and I think it is a milestone that the university is beginning to get back up on its feet and begin to do what it is that we do, and that's learning discovery.
Virginia Tech spokesman Larry Hinker, Norris Hall reopens for labs and offices, never to be used again, though, for classrooms. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The states and the Bush administration are on a collision course over insurance. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, what's the source of the dispute?
There's a big difference of opinion, Nick, on the future of this program on children's insurance. The White House wants to return to the original formula, coverage for children whose families earn too much for Medicaid, but not more than twice the national poverty level. Many governors and Medicaid directors wanted dramatic change that would more than triple funding for the program while changing eligibility rules to extend coverage above that original poverty level standard. Now, Congress is moving closer to renewing this important health insurance program for children. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS. News.
Well, it's a long way till Election Day. How do the races for the presidential nomination shape up? The latest USA Today Gallup poll has Hillary Rodham Clinton regaining a double-digit lead over her Senate rival Barack Obama. On the Republican side, former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani leads the pack, but for the first time, if unannounced, potential candidate Fred Thompson is factored in.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment.
Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Longmont police have arrested 50-year-old Ronald Swerlin after he tried to enter a home in which police had discovered pipe bombs and explosives. Swerlin had left the home Friday night when the cops fired tear gas inside to force the occupants to leave so they could search it, and guess what they found?
We did detonate nitroglycerin in the driveway of the home.
According to the cops, it's too early to say whether the materials are linked to dozens of small explosives found outside a Longmont clinic and surrounding neighborhoods since April. Boulder County is thinking about taking a page from Aspen's book and limiting the size of homes. 7 years ago, Pitkin County sought to limit the number of McMansions by setting a limit of 5,700 square feet. As a 10,000-square-foot home goes up in North Boulder, the county is now considering setting its own limits, 4,000 square feet on the Eastern Plains, 2,600 square feet in the foothills west of town. No decisions expected until September. And a group of Denver mothers held a nurse-in in front of Elish Gardens Amusement Park yesterday, breastfeeding their children to protest the park's expulsion of a woman who was doing that. The operations director at the park says there's no rule against breastfeeding. She says the woman who was asked to leave was exposing considerably more than necessary. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, you're in store for a pretty nice ride around the metro areas. You make your way toward the highways. No wrecks or major issues. I-70 looks like it's up to speed from Wheat Ridge to Aurora, and you've got excellent conditions along I-25 in and out of the city. Looking good between Denver and Fort Collins, and we did have some orange cones coming down between Larkspur and Toma Road. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, not as warm. Looking for a high of 81.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation
Corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
Nation's biggest promoter, and build a new state-of-the-art year-round concert venue in Denver. So we'll ask him about all kinds of things regarding music and concerts and ticket scalping in the entertainment business, because we've had numerous conversations on here about things like ticket scalping. And also, I'll run the thing. I know, some people are going to send me emails. You are absolutely 100% obsessed with this topic. But I saw an article about it again in the new Rolling Stone that's out, about CDs disappearing. We'll ask him about that, too. What about our vets? What about our troops? A lot of publicity, a lot of people talking about the condition of our troops right after the whole Walter Reed situation. And there are continuing articles that appear in the papers and stories on the media about the troops. We'll talk to Paul Rykoff. We're going to have Paul Rykoff back. That'll be at 9:30. And, of course, he's the executive director and founder of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. And we'll get a grassroots check from him as to if things are getting better and if things are being looked at. And he's also the author of Chasing Ghosts, which was recently published in paperback by Penguin. And he's a great guy. Can't wait to have him on. And we tried to get him on earlier, actually, and we also tried to get him to stay longer, but he's got so much going on. 303-713-7600. There's a lot of things to talk about this morning, and oh, I want to say one other thing too. Thank you to Bill Husted. I got a little blurb in the Denver Post this Sunday. Did you see it, John?
I did see it. Yep. I had two people call me and say, hey, Jay's in the paper today. So after the second call, I went online and looked at it.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't see it, it says, shrinkage, Jay Marvin is getting smaller. The 6 to 10 a.m. talker on KKZN AM 760 had gastric bypass surgery on December the 29th, and he's been shedding pounds ever since. He was tipping in close to 400 pounds. 6 weeks after the operation, he had lost 60 pounds. He had lost 95 pounds by April. He advised us on Friday, and you might remember I said something about this Friday on the air, that I had not lost 120 pounds. I'm down 9 pant sizes, and it feels weird, but it's great. And I stepped on the scale this morning, and I'm down again. So now I'm down over 120 pounds. I'd say now I'm down to about 100. I'm down about 122, 123 pounds. And these pants that I have on now, I just got, and they're not quite loose, but they're starting to head that way.
The incredible shrinking J. Marvin.
Yeah. I'm just disappearing right before your very eyes. All right. A lot of times in the 6 or 7 o'clock hour, we talk about Iraq. One of the main reasons I always talk about it is because usually there's something that comes off the news at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock, and that spurs me to start talking about it. And I wish we had these audio cuts isolated, and we don't have them. But if you heard the Osgood file and whoever it was that was sitting in for Charles Osgood, they were talking about, they had General David Petraeus on, and General David Petraeus was talking about the fact that we're making progress in Iraq. You know that the administration and that supporters of the war, both congressional and also the public, which is now down to about anywhere between 27 and about 30%, they're sweating the September deadline in which Petraeus is supposed to report back in September. And he was saying at the top of the hour that parts of Iraq, he was saying parts of Baghdad, have actually turned normal. Now, how do I express this? I said to John while this was going on, I said, John, I want us to succeed there, but I have this really bad feeling that Petraeus and others are not telling us the truth. That they're lying to us. For those of us old enough to remember Vietnam, we used to have what they would call the 5 o'clock follies, in which the news broadcasts would be on nationwide. And, of course, back in those days, you know, they didn't have cable. And they would report daily the figures, the casualty figures, and what was going on in Vietnam. And it turned out years later that they were lying about it. So you hear General Petraeus talk about how we're making progress in Iraq, and you want to give him the benefit of the doubt, and you want to go, yeah, good, that's optimistic news, and we certainly do hope so. But then you think to yourself, no, I just have this overwhelming, sneaking suspicion that this guy's lying to us about what's going on over there. Now, somebody who's conservative or right wing would say, well, that's typical of folks like you. That's typical because what you want to do is you don't want us to win, and you're praying for our defeat, and you're being intentionally cynical. Yet if I went to each one of you, conservative, independent, or liberal, and I ask you, I said, hey, do you think the government lies? How many of you would say yes? Probably the majority of you, right? Because trust in government is at an all-time low. So we'd all go, yeah, sure, they lie to us. So the question I want to ask you is, do you think that David Petraeus, when he says that the Iraqis are fighting, that they're fighting well, that parts of Baghdad are almost back to normal, that We're making progress. Do you think that he's telling us the truth, or do you think he's lying to us? 303-713-7600. And if he's lying to us, okay, what kind of person would put themselves on the national media and tell a direct lie? I mean, you would expect that of politicians, right? But do you expect that from the Pentagon and the military? And I'm sure that a lot of you are saying, well, Jay, don't be naive. And maybe what I'm doing is I'm looking at it through my eyes and my standards, in which I just couldn't do that. All right, but do you buy what General Petraeus is saying? Do you think we're making progress in Iraq? Yes or no? 303-713-7600. And I know you're not there, and neither am I. And what we get comes out of the media, or in some cases, if you go the extra mile, it comes out of the international media via the Internet. But do you think we're making progress there? Or do you think General Petraeus is snowing us? 303-713.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
21 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let me talk to you about Rocky's Autos, my friends at Rocky's Autos. Do you know that the selection now of clean, late-model used vehicles, that's cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs, has swollen to over 650. What does that mean? What it means is that, man, they got to make deals. That's what it means. And it's a historic chance for you to look at a huge selection with even 07s there at Rockies. And their matching down incentive is still going on, which is a chance for you to save money. And whether you're looking for a fuel sipper or a car for the family or whatever it is you have in mind, Rockies has got a huge, huge selection. As I said, over 650 vehicles. And great folks working out there, too, like my buddies Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers, Spanky Herrera, Ziggy and the Tower of Power, Freddie Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolph Juan, over 100 employees out there dedicated to doing the right thing and to treating you the way you should be treated. So get on by to Rockies. You can check them out online at rockiesautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, which cuts down on paperwork and cuts down on time. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., which means they're open tonight until 9. But if you come by close to 9, they'll stay later and things will be absolutely fine. That's Rocky's Autos. Check them out. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
like this song, don't you, John? Do you like this song? Yeah. I know you do.
You get a shiver.
How can I tell? Because you play it a lot.
I've played it like a month.
No, you played it on Friday.
You want to bet $1,000?
No, I don't have $1,000.
Okay. I didn't think so.
Oh! Oh! Wait a minute. You know what, though? If I bet you $1,000 and it turns out that you did play it on Friday, or you even played it on Thursday, or any time last week, can you pay me $1,000?
Yeah. I didn't play it at all last week.
John,
I bet you $1,000. I'll go back to every commercial break coming in last week, and I bet you $1,000 it wasn't there.
John, you haven't got $1,000.
I don't have $1,000?
You're right.
But I don't need $1,000 because I know I'm right.
Oh, well, you know what, though? It doesn't work that way. If somehow it turned out you were wrong.
I'll put a lien on my house for
you.
Yeah,
then I got to take a flyer. 25 minutes after 6. Mostly sunny, high today, 80. I could have swore you played that Friday. I could have swore you played it last week. Am I wrong?
I can think of.
Well, because you can't think of it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Right?
I'm pretty darn sure I didn't play it last week. I know I didn't play it Friday. I'm pretty sure I didn't play it last week.
Absolutely sure. All right, let's up the bet. $5,000?
Okay, I'm down. You need to be $5,000 poorer.
I don't know how I have $5,000.
I'll take that old Volkswagen bus you have off your hands.
Oh, the one I've got in storage, the split window?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to make a decision on what to do with that. We're getting off the subject of the government lying to us, which is a shame that there's so little trust in the government. And I don't know, we're talking about, I was talking about General Petraeus lying, or maybe not lying, about what's going on in Iraq, that we're making progress, which we've been hearing that now for a long, long time. And I was thinking during the break, was there ever a time that any of us ever trusted the government? Now, if your natural inclination is to call up and say, no, never, that's not true. How about when you were a kid? Or maybe you never thought about those things. And this gets back to the whole thing about what do you tell, like, kids, like 6-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, what do you tell them about the president of the United States? Do you sit down and tell them that you think the president of the United States is crazy? Which is not a flattering thing to say. All right, so you disagree with him. That's probably a better way to put it. That you don't think he's honest? That you don't think the government's honest? Do you tell that to your kids? What do you do when your kids ask you about Iraq? Do you tell them, like, well, we're losing the war. We screwed that up. What, John? What are you going to tell Carson?
Well, I've told the story on the air before, but remember my daughter was learning about, you know, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, all those guys. She asked me who the president was today, and I said, oh, he's a monkey.
Oh,
she thought it was real funny.
Okay, is that right to do that? See, it's sad that we're all so cynical about the government. It's sad that we think that the government lies to us. It's sad that we have such a low opinion. I was talking to somebody over the weekend who is a conservative. Hi, Ben. He was saying, well, they're all corrupt in Congress. We need to get rid of all of them. You know, the government this, the government that. And I started my usual comeback about, well, there are good and bad in all people, and I can name congressmen, I can name senators that I really like, that I think do a good job, that I think work very, very hard, even though sometimes I don't agree with their votes. But think about the time since you've become politically aware. Maybe for some of you only lately, maybe for some of you dating back to when you were a kid. Did you ever have anybody in office? Did you ever have any congressman? Did you ever have any congresswoman? Did you ever have any senator? Did you ever have a president of the United States? Did you ever have anybody that you ever totally agreed with? Or was it the situation where you got just enough to make you want more, but you never got total and complete agreement? I've never agreed with anybody on anything. So maybe that's my personality problem. But that's why I get on the air and always say, well, you don't always get what you want. But I think that most people now, and call me on this if you think I'm wrong, I think most people now, regardless of their political orientation, look at the government and believe that the government is evil and that the government lies. And that the government doesn't tell the truth, and that there are no good people working in the government, and that basically anybody who works in government is lazy, inefficient, and doesn't do their job. And then I always try to counter that argument with, well, yeah, but in any group of people, there are people who are lazy, inefficient, and they don't do their jobs. And I was saying to somebody over the weekend, we're always hearing about how private enterprise does it better, but look how many people you run into are people that you talk to. And what is one of the first things that they do? They gripe about their job. They gripe about the company they work for. And they can sit down and tell you a gazillion and a half screw-ups that the company makes. But yet we have this overwhelming feeling that the government lies to us, that we expect something more from the government, and that we don't get it. So when David Petraeus gets on, and he says, well, we're doing better in Iraq. Then your natural inclination is to say, well, he's not telling the truth. Well, maybe he is telling the truth. Maybe we are doing better. And I wonder how many of you would call up and tell me that I'm crazy if I said, well, maybe he's telling us the truth. Maybe he is telling the truth. Maybe he is telling the truth. Maybe he is telling the truth. Maybe he's telling the truth. That there could possibly be some light at the end of the tunnel. And that maybe things are going to turn around. Now, how many of you would buy that? I bet you most people would say, Jay, what happened to you over the weekend? Did you hit your head on the dashboard? There's something wrong with you? Oh, you're going over to the other side. Well, I don't think that's the case. You know what I think it is? I think there's a large part of me. There's a big part of me that wants to believe that he's right. And that he couldn't possibly put himself on the national media and lie to us. But past experience shows that we don't get told the truth. All right, anybody want to jump in on this? 303-713-7600. I see some calls standing by, and we'll get to those coming up. 6:32, 32 minutes after 6. Gina back from the weekend with our first look at, it's our second. Look at traffic.
All right. Thanks, Jay. We've already got a wreck that's tying up traffic getting out of Lakewood on the merge there from eastbound 6 to southbound lanes of I-25. So definitely expect some crowding through there. Heavier traffic now on the eastbound side as well of 270 crossing Commerce City. And we just have our normal congestion forming on westbound I-76 around I-25, southbound 25 from 104th to 84th. Weather outlook today looks like we'll have mostly sunny skies, not as warm, high of 81. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 55. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk. This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning.
Hello, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the original non-toxic and biodegradable all-purpose cleaner. As a grandfather, I know that children get into everything. Each year, over 250,000 children need help from poison control centers due to exposure to toxic household cleaners. Simple Green can replace those hazardous products. Try Simple Green today. If you are not completely satisfied, I'll give you your money back. At Simple Green, your family's safety is our business.
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
Last summer, The Closer season premiere smashed records to become cable's number one series. TNT Monday, expect even more. An astonishing season premiere with twists and turns and an ending you won't see coming. Are you
ready?
I'm solving a murder. That is my job.
A new Summer of Confessions is here. Kara Sedgwick is The Closer. See the commercial-free season premiere, followed by the series premiere of Heartland. TNT's next great drama. It all starts this Monday at 9, 8 central on TNT.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at relaxtheback.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Joints hurt? Do you wake up feeling stiff and achy? Does arthritis slow you down? In Iceland, we think everyone deserves to live without pain. That's why there's a free bottle of Iceland Health Joint Relief Formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right, one free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-900-2217.
I had some joint pain in my knee, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should, too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Try to see it my way. We'll have to keep on talking until I can go on. Try to see it your way.
So why Paul McCartney? Because it's his birthday today. Guess how old he is? 67 years old. Man, did you ever think that you'd ever live to see Paul McCartney be 67? Well, you could be John Turk's age, and then you would have no connection at all to the fact that he's 67. 36 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today, 80. We're talking about General Petraeus and about the fact that people just have like a real lack of sense of trust in the government. And that if I got on the air and said, well, I heard Petraeus talking about how we're doing better in Iraq, and I believe him, I think the majority of you would call in and probably tell me that you think I'm nuts. Even though I want desperately to believe what he's saying is true, but past experience shows me that the government just doesn't tell the truth. 303-713-7600, and I'd love to talk to you about just the all-time low cynical feeling that people have about government. And I'm talking about people on the left, right, and also in the middle. Here's Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing today, Jay?
I'm doing all right, man. It's going to be a nice day out today.
Yeah, I think so, too. A little bit cooler. My cynicism doesn't extend to the military. When I hear those guys talk, I listen to what they say, and I also go to places like Black Five out on the net where you can read what military folks are saying. You know, I look at Petraeus as a guy that was uniformly approved in, what, January of this year by both the Republicans and Democrats. I don't think the guy has any reason to lie. I mean, let's keep in mind at the same time that he's telling us what he told us yesterday. You know, there was a report that came out at the same time that said 60% of Baghdad is still not under control. So, you know, I don't think the guy's lying.
Well, wait a minute. Well, I don't know if he is or he isn't. I know that he has to give the information that is given to him. I think that's part of it. I think also the Pentagon and the military have lied in the past.
Well, I would agree.
And, you know, there's been numerous examples of that. So most people, I think, would probably. Well, I'm trying to look for a way to say this. In other words, if you hitch your wagon to General Petraeus, there's a chance that that wagon's going to get overturned because they've overturned it in the past. See what I'm saying? I'm not saying he's lying. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I think there are a lot of people out there who would go, who would say, yeah, sure. We've heard this before.
I agree, Jay. And I think one of the problems that I think that the people on the left run into is no matter who it is, it seems like as soon as they say anything about that's positive about Iraq, immediately they're thrown under the bus and they're lying.
Well, wait a minute. People on the right do it too. Stop that, because you know what? I can name names of people on the right who also do it. There's a high degree of cynicism towards anybody involved in the government, whether it's the military leadership or it's somebody working
at
the FDA. I've heard people on the right do it publicly in the media. Yeah, but you know what? The one thing about you, Steve, is you're always quick to go, well, the trouble with people on the left. No, how about this? How about the trouble with everybody is that they don't trust the government, and that's a shame that we're sitting here in 2007 and cynicism is at an all-time high.
Well, but I think you would agree, Jay, that the cynicism in this country, whether it's from the left or the right, is on different issues.
No, I hear them having cynicism on some of the same issues.
Well,
they don't agree, but they have cynicism regarding, and I can name some. You want me to name some of them?
No, I don't. No, because I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that the cynicism from the right, I think, is on issues when it comes to social programs in the government or...
No, there's cynicism on the right. There's cynicism on the right towards the military. There's also cynicism on the right towards Iraq. There's cynicism on the right towards the court systems. There's cynicism on the right towards a lot of things.
I that's what I'm saying. I agree. I just think that the issues that the two groups are cynical on are a little bit different.
No, their viewpoints are different on how to solve them, but they have the same objections about some of the things that go on. But you always do that. I mean, I love you and I respect you, but you always do that. You always call and you say, well, the trouble to people on the left.
Well, you know what?
But what about you? I mean, what about people who sit on the right? Well, you let them off the hook?
No, of course not.
Well, how come you don't bring them up?
Well, because most of the time when we're talking about an issue, we're talking about an issue that the majority of the people that agree with your opinion are from the left.
Well, I don't care whether they agree with me or not. I think there's some of them out there who don't agree with me, but we need to talk. We need to talk about it in totality, not in I'm going to call the radio station and I'm going to get on with Jay and I'm going to take a barb and we're going to fence back and forth about the left and right. Fact is that any major issue that's going on today, there is disagreement, and it's on both sides of the political spectrum.
I agree. I think on this particular issue, Jay, I would suspect that the majority of people that are on the right are probably more likely to give Petraeus a little bit of rope as opposed to those on the left.
I'd have to think about that. I think you probably could be right, but I think that there are some very, very big and a growing chorus of outspoken critics on the right.
Here's one of the things you can do, Jay. When you have some time, go to there's a website. It's Black Five. I think it's Black5.
Yeah, who funds it? Who operates it?
I don't know who operates it. I haven't looked to see who operates it.
Well, see, I'm suspect of that stuff.
Well, and you can look. I mean, it's pretty easy to find that stuff. All I know is that there are a lot of military people that post there, and there's also a ton of links to other military-type blogs that are there. And I've seen positive and negative comments on there about the situation in Iraq. And, you know, those are the people that I would try. I give guys like Petraeus a lot of trust, and guys like that you find on the blogs that appear to be, you know, just the Joe Schmoes that are in the military, I trust them wholeheartedly in what they say. And, you know, some guys...
Wait a minute. You trust them wholeheartedly. Well,
yeah.
you, okay. But you got to concede, and I'm not saying that they're not trustworthy, but you got to concede a couple of points about that. Number one, they're only going to give you the information that they're given. Number two, if they don't interpret things, they should interpret things. Well, this is tricky to put. They should interpret things in a positive way and should have belief because that's their mission and that's their job. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're absolutely going to tell you that they're not going to actually give you an independent viewpoint about what's going on.
I understand that, but what I look at, Jay, is one. I look back to my military experience on how I dealt with things, how I looked at things.
Well, were you in a war?
No, I was never in combat.
Well, no, I don't care about that. I mean, you could be doing anything there. It doesn't make any difference. Whatever you do, it doesn't make any difference. What I'm saying is, were you in when there was a time of conflict?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
The other thing I look at is there are probably three guys that I know personally now that are in, that are either in Iraq now or have been over there. And I combine all of that stuff together along with the things that I read to come up with the viewpoint that I have regarding what's going on right now. And, you know, I know that in Iraq there are some things that are not going well, but I also know that there are a lot of things that are going well. And, you know, that's the situation that we're in right now.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the exact situation is. I have no clue because I'm very, very cynical and very mistrusting of most information sources. And while I want to believe General Petraeus, I still have this little voice in the back of my head that says we've been down this road before. And as a matter of fact, we've been going down this road now for how many years? When it comes to Iraq. I also know this. If he got on there and said we weren't doing well, if he got on there and said it was a bleak picture, let me ask you something. How long, looking at the current pattern, how long do you think he would keep his job?
He probably wouldn't keep it for very long. But
okay, well.
Historically, that's pretty much what happens in any conflict. If you have
that runs counter to what we've been told by the administration, which is we need to listen to those people on the ground. We need to listen to those people who know what's going on.
Well,
though, when those people have raised objections, they got bounced.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that. Although I would say the difference is this, Jay. If I have a military commander that's on the ground and he says I can't get it done, then I'm going to replace them with somebody who says I can get it done. And I'm going to replace them with that person and try and give that person all of the equipment and tools that they're going to need to get it done. Because in the end, that's what it all boils down to.
Well, I don't have any problem.
And it has to get done.
I don't have any problem with that. But the other side of it is then don't publicly tell me that we need to listen to the commanders on the ground, that we need to listen to the people in the military when you yourself have no intentions of listening. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Appreciate the call. Hope you have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Always a pleasure to talk to him. 303-713-7600. And we're talking about cynicism towards the government. And about whether you think Petraeus is telling the truth in Iraq about how we're doing better, or you think it's worse, or you think it's the same. And like I said, all we have to go on is just what we get on the media. And I have a universal mistrust of the media. And that's probably because I'm on the inside of it. John, do you trust the media now more or less?
Definitely less.
And is that because you're on the inside of it?
Yeah, because I've been deep into it for the last 2.5 years.
That's right. We see behind the curtain. We know what the deal is.
Yeah, I've become real cynical. I trust nobody anymore.
Do you think they manage the news?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do too. To fit the agenda? Yeah, to fit who they're going after? Demographically? Right. I agree.
Why do certain newspapers omit stories that are in other newspapers, you know?
Or why do people who watch a lot of Fox and listen to a lot of conservative talk radio, why do they have a different view of what's going on out there than we do? Which one of us is wrong? Which one of us is being lied to and living in an illusion? 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Got this wreck. Two vehicles on the ramp from eastbound 6 to southbound I-25. Definitely has traffic stacked up through there between Federal and the interstate. So that's the hot spot right now. Of course, southbound I-25 going to be heavy out of Thornton and North Glen from 104th to 84th. And not too bad right now getting into downtown. We just have the usual congestion, 38th, the Spear. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny skies expected. Not as warm, though, with a high of 81. Tonight, clear and 54. And right now, fair and 55. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution.
Welcome, home buyers, to the Pulte Homes Perfect 10 sales event. The results are in.
All these ways to save and a 10-year warranty, I give Pulte Homes a 10.
What a home. We saved big and got premium fixtures and appliances standard. A perfect 10 for Pulte Homes. June 22nd to the 24th, save big on your new home during the Pulte Homes Perfect 10 sales event. Check out pulte.com/sale for a neighborhood near you. Incentives vary by region and subject to change. Equal housing opportunity.
You pick.
No, you pick.
I don't know. You pick.
I don't know. You pick.
No, I really don't.
We know a restaurant that serves chicken wings, fish tacos, and burgers around here.
You pick.
You pick.
You pick. No, you. You.
Superpages.com. We know around Topics. Here.
Ethiopia.
When a tuna States. Melt sounds good with a side of linguine, yeah. Start Korean. With Superpages.com.
South.
You'll find everything you need to choose the business that's right for you. Superpages.com. We know around here.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Don't miss out on your 2-for-1 club-level seats at the next Rockies home game.
Maybe somebody will call and tell me, because I really would like to go. Because I feel blessed that we've got Coco and Jackson. I love them, and so does Mary. And if you love your dogs, you know what? You got to take care of them. And the way to do that is in what you feed them. Now, you are what you eat, and the same is true with your pet. But what is your pet really eating? Now's a great time to find out. Get your free bag of Purina One and compare labels with your pet's current food. What's listed on your dog food? Have you looked lately? Second, you'll see Purina One is made with real meat, poultry, or fish, and healthy grains like oatmeal, the rice, plus antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals, and they never add any fillers or artificial flavors. Purina One is so confident you'll be surprised at your findings. They're offering you a free bag to help you get started. So we love the difference that we saw in our dogs long ago when we started feeding them Purina One. And you'll see the difference, too. Get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog simply by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain. 1-888-606-BARK. Call today.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, our 5 locations have been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Basil Dock's has 4 Denver metro locations. Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to 4 offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
LeafGuard Rain Gutters of Colorado is seeking candidates with previous experience in the home improvement field. If you're looking for a new challenge with a great company, call LeafGuard to schedule an interview today. 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh. Great song. 67 today. 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Maybe I should call him Sir Paul, right? Okay, you want to do a topic that will really make people mad? We should do this after 7 o'clock. Who's your favorite Beatle? We're not going to. Mostly sunny, high today, 80. All right, we're talking about cynicism towards the government and about General Petraeus saying we're doing better in Iraq and whether you believe him or not, and about cynicism in the government. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Bill, who says he'd like to believe. Bill, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, man, how are you?
Man, just listening to you this morning coming home from work. And I'm like you. I would like to believe that things are getting better as well. But like I told John when he screamed, I said, you know, one of the things that I have an issue with is the fact that we get so many, I want to say, talking points, talking head, talking point type issues from the right. And what I mean by that is that they say, well, things are getting better. Well, we need to define what is getting better.
Yeah, that's, you know what, that's a really good point. That's the same thing as we need to achieve total victory. Well, what does that mean?
I agree with you. Define what total victory is. Define when I hear President Bush get up and say, you know, we'll step down when they step up. Well, define that for me, because obviously, you know, the Iraqis, the government's not, in my opinion, what they have there now. They're not stepping up. The military people that we supposed to have been training for the last 3-4 years, they haven't stepped up. So I want to see some definition of everything that they, you know, that they put forth to us, which means it gets back to accountability. And so I have an issue when I hear, you know, well, things are getting better. Well, define what's good. As far as I'm concerned, you know, as long as when people stop dying, That's one benchmark we can say, okay, things are getting better because there hadn't been no deaths in 3 or 4 days now. But right now, I cannot see what things are getting better there. And as long as we have, like you say, a media that gives us what we want to hear, or they allow these people to come forth and present what they think we want to hear, then we have an issue. So that's what I'm looking for. I need some clear-cut definition of what do they mean things are getting better.
I'd like to ask the next person who I talk to, okay, who supports, who says we should stay in Iraq until we get the job done. And we don't get many of those callers. I mean, Steve and a few others are pretty much it, as far as callers who are conservative. And that's one of the things I miss about working on a conservative talk station, is that we just, you know, that you don't get a lot of conservatives calling in. But the next person who says to me, we should stay until the job gets better, or until the job is finished, I'm going to ask them at what point that is. What does that mean? Does that mean the insurgency is totally defeated? Partially defeated? What does that mean? Because I don't know I don't have a definition of what finishing the job means.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. And let me ask you one thing before I let you go, because I know you need to go. Are they still talking about taking their 2-month sabbatical?
Oh, you mean that vacation?
Yeah, the vacation.
Yeah, as far as I know, it hasn't been in the news lately, unless I missed it, that the way they said they weren't going to take that 2-month of vacation. So I don't know. I guess they are going
to
take it.
And if they and see, now get back to your being cynical and asking that same question. Here it is again. How can you define things are getting better when you have the government taking a 2-month vacation?
Yep, I agree. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it, man.
Okay. All right, Jay. Have a good one.
All right, stick around. More coming up at the 7 o'clock hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's being called the most revolutionary new mortgage product in a generation. Imagine a mortgage that pays off your home in half the time without increasing your payment or changing your spending habits. That's right. If you have a 30-year mortgage, you can pay it off in 15 years or less without changing your spending habits or making those huge extra payments. It's called the Equity Accelerator, and it's only at First Option Lending. While most mortgages pay interest first, the Equity Accelerator pays your principal first. You even have 24/7 access to your equity without needing a separate home equity loan. The all-new Equity Accelerator, only from First Option Lending. 303-803-1900. 803-1900.
First Option Lending. The people you call first.
303-803-1900.
760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's the bureaucrats versus the politicians, and a lot of people with plans to travel could get caught in the crossfire. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer in Washington. Peter, what's going on?
Well, Frank, responding to something of a voter outcry, many lawmakers want to delay a return to the requirement for passports for U.S. citizens traveling to Mexico, Canada, and Caribbean countries. But Homeland Security spokesman Russ Kanaki says continuing the temporary rule allowing driver's license and a passport application receipt is too risky.
There are very evil people in this world that are looking for ways to gain entry into our country.
The House has already approved delaying planned January 2008 resumption of the passport requirement for travel to nearby countries. The Senate votes on it next month. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
About 90 minutes from now, Highway Patrol officials in Selmer, Tennessee, should have more to say about the accident that took six lives at a charity drag race. WREG-TV's Sean Choyabit says the scene of the crash has become a shrine to the dead.
We've had people putting stuffed animals, pictures, candles, flowers, at the crash site.
All of the victims were in their teens and 20s. The road had no guardrails or other protection for spectators. British police say they've broken up a major internet pedophile ring. CBS's Larry Miller has that from London.
31 children saved and more than 700 suspected pedophiles arrested in police busts of an international child abuse ring. Britain's Child Exploitation and Online Protection Center said the ring was linked to an internet chat room, and nearly a third of those arrested are in Britain. The chat room was called Kids, the Light of Our Lives, and carried pictures of hardcore sexual abuse of children. The 10-month investigation spanned 35 countries.
An American airstrike on a suspected enemy hideout along Afghanistan's border with Pakistan has killed a number of Al-Qaeda insurgents, but Major Chris Belcher says it also took the lives of seven children. Military commanders didn't know they were in the building.
You know, had we seen them, we would not have fired.
In Haltom City, Texas, floods triggered by heavy rains overnight have forced some families and two mobile home parks to their rooftops. Police are looking for a four-year-old girl who was swept out of her mother's arms when a rescue boat capsized. Police and volunteers are looking for a pregnant 26-year-old North Canton, Ohio woman who's been missing since Friday. Jesse Davis is due to give birth in 2 weeks. Her sister Jane says it's not like her to just take off and leave a young son behind.
I can't imagine that anything would ever happen to her. You know, she didn't have any enemies. She's never done anything wrong.
Police suspect foul play but have no suspects. More than one in five minority, disabled, and older workers in a CareerBuilder.com survey said they've experienced job discrimination. But CareerBuilder's Lori Sullivan says few bother filing a complaint.
Workers talked about the fear of losing their jobs, the fear of being pegged as a troublemaker. And 64% of these diverse workers said that they didn't think reporting the incident would make a difference.
S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
Nelman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Nelman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Hey there, this is your old biker pal, Smokey. I wanted to let you know about the great folks at GEICO. Their motorcycle insurance covers most kinds of bikes, and they have money-saving discounts. I also wanted to let you know that my voice is this deep because of all the bugs I've swallowed out on the open road. And finally, I want to let you know that I've decided to start dating again. Well, see you later.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Record heat. The temperature at DIA hitting 97 degrees yesterday afternoon, beating the old record of 94 set back in 1940. It won't be as hot today, but still summer temperatures. More police and no gangs.
Well, this is the part that lit this fire.
Attendance at Sunday's Jazz in City Park saw Chris Daniels and the Kings and plenty of cops. The increase in security comes after two incidents at previous concerts involving gang members last night. No incidents, just jazz. A climber is recovering from injuries suffered after falling in Boulder County. 20-year-old Bob Kern was scrambling yesterday afternoon in Gregory Canyon. No equipment. He fell 12 feet, injured his leg, cut himself up pretty badly. And tuition going up almost 10% for Colorado residents attending the University of Northern Colorado next fall. $3,600. While room and board will go up almost 7% to $7,300, UNC says its costs remain lower than many other colleges. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels from AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we had a couple of cars southbound 25 south of I-70. Looks like those have been removed out of the way, but still going to be heavy getting into downtown. Of course, we're struggling as usual through Thornton and North Glen, also on those southbound lanes. And eastbound 6th is really the toughest spot right now. It's jammed up toward those southbound lanes of I-25. That was due to a crash on the ramp. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny. Not as warm, high of 81. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 58. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88, only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where someone will give you food and shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny. High today, 80. And nice to have you along here this morning. It's not going to be as hot as it was yesterday. Now, tomorrow, I won't be here tomorrow morning. And I can't. Is Jim Spencer sitting in for me? Yeah, Jim Spencer, formerly of the Denver Post, is sitting in for me tomorrow morning. I have to go to California on family business. I've mentioned this before on the air, and I don't mind mentioning it again, that my mother is slipping into Alzheimer's, and I have to get together with my sister and do something about it, because I can't just leave it to her. So I'm going to be heading out there. Mary would normally come with me, but Mary is not here. Mary is in Washington, D.C., with our nephew Eli, teaching him about the nation's capital, and about our government, in an uncynical way. And last hour I was talking about cynicism towards the government, and Eli is 11 years old and loves the president. I can hear the collective groans. And what do you do about that? I'm not asking you to call in and answer that. I'm just asking you, what do you do about that? Do you set him straight? When they're 11 years old, you sit them down and go, hey, look, let me tell you about this guy. Or do you let them have that illusion? Didn't you love the president when you were 11? Yeah, we all did, didn't we? We all did. And our parents didn't level with us. They didn't tell us the truth. John's laughing. What did your parents tell you? Did your parents go like,
well, I think you thought they were at the time.
Guys, now, your mom and dad didn't sit you down and say, Ronald Reagan or whoever it was when you were a kid, well, he's not very good.
My dad was a big Reagan guy.
Well, even if he wasn't, they would let you believe that the president is the president.
Right.
Right? You got to respect the office and, you know, you don't criticize the president. They didn't sit down and bring you into reality, did they?
No.
No.
No, not at all.
No.
I got that from not necessarily the news when I was a kid.
Right. Okay. I don't think most parents would. And I don't have the heart to say anything to him.
Well, I don't remember a whole lot of political talk in my household when I was a kid, you know, very much at all. The only time I really, and this is when I was in high school, and the whole Bill Clinton thing, and my mother was so upset about the whole Monica Lewinsky affair and all that. I mean, it consumed her for like a year and a half, you know how long it took. And it consumed, it's all she talked about.
Boy, that's a scary thought with Paul McCartney being 67 today. And you were in high school and that whole Bill Clinton thing was going on. And guess where I was?
Where were you?
Over in the next room.
That's crazy.
On the air. All right. Well, I'm not gonna burst my 11-year-old nephew's bubble. I'm just not going to do that. All right, 7:10, 10 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know what I forgot to say anything about the first hour? I'm just reaching, and I pull a muscle in my side somehow. Oh, no, forget it. I don't say anything about that. Yeah, that's over. Okay, my friend Lance, who I was with this weekend, I was with him and also his family and his friends, and we spent the weekend in Breckenridge, and he and I saw this, and neither one of us did anything about this, and he said to me, "Oh, you should talk about this Monday on the radio," and I thought, yeah, you know what? I will. And I'll see if anybody has anything to say. This is one of these situational ethics things. I don't know if it's, I don't know if you'd even call it that. I don't know if you'd call it situational ethics. This is one of these things, though, that you get caught in and you don't know what you're supposed to do because in today's world, you don't have any idea what could possibly happen to you if you intercede. Now, going and rescuing somebody from doing something, when they've done something, is one thing. And it takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of public involvement to go do that. You have to admit that. Best example probably most of us know is the example of the guy in New York who dived onto the L tracks or the Metro tracks or whatever it was and saved that guy who had fallen in and I believe at the time was having a seizure. That's probably the best example. And then I'm sure if I ask you, I'm sure you could call me and I'm sure you could give me examples of things that have gone on with you. But what do you do when you see something that's wrong? And you know it's wrong. But you're torn about doing something because you don't know what's going to happen if you do. Here's what happened on Saturday. We were going through I want to say Leadville, but I don't know that it was Leadville. But we were stopped at an intersection. And a guy had a dog in the back of his pickup truck. People who do that stuff drive me crazy. Either two reasons. One, because the dog can leap out, or the other thing is you see them where they tie the dog down. Well, what happens if the truck gets into an accident? Let your mind work on that a second. What would happen? It would be bad. I love animals. I'm not a PETA person, but I love animals. I eat meat, but I love animals. And of all the animals that are on the planet, I love dogs the most. And so, given a situation where it's dog versus human, nine times out of ten, even if it's irrational, I'm going to side with the dog. So we're stopped at a red light. This guy's got a dog in the back of his pickup truck. A guy walks by. And provokes the dog. Starts making hand motions at the dog. And also yelling at the dog. Although I couldn't hear what he was saying. The dog reacts and jumps out of the pickup truck and starts to go after the guy. Not really go after him in like an aggressive mood or aggressive stance, but just kind of starts following him. The owner of the pickup truck gets out of the truck, grabs the dog, puts the dog back in the bed of the pickup truck, and then punches the dog. And he might have done it twice. Okay, at that point, what do? What's the right thing to do? Do you get out of the car and go to the guy and say, hey, what the hell do you think you're doing? What, you want to punch somebody? Try me. Do you get out of the car and go and kick the guy's rear? You know that old line, you hold him down and I'll kick him. Or do you do nothing and you just drive away? We ended up doing nothing. Should we have done something? Now, I ran this by John. John says, well, first, John, you said, yeah, you should do something. Then you said, well, wait a minute. You don't know what happens if the guy has a gun. And in this day and age, anything's possible.
I generally try to stay out of other people's business. Unless it's something really blatantly wrong. And punching a dog is blatantly wrong. But again, you got to be careful with what you're getting into. But generally, I try to stay out of other people's business.
How about if the guy was beating his wife?
I'd step in. Or at least call the cops or do something. You know, I'd take action somehow.
Beating his kid.
Yeah, I'd step in, take action.
Yeah, see, normally I would too. Now I think back on it now, I'm disappointed in myself and I'm angry that I didn't. And I don't want to get on the air and advocate violence, but I'm going to tell you something. Now that I think back about it, and I was thinking about it last night while I was laying in bed, and then I was thinking about it this morning when I was driving in. Now that I think about this, I should have gotten out of the car, and I should have kicked his rear. Even if he could have beaten me into a pulp, I should have at least tried. But there's a problem with that. And the problem with it is, guess what? I go to jail.
It's too hard to play hero nowadays, you know?
No, I would. I'd go to jail because you're right.
Yeah, you're going to get arrested, or, you know, if the guy could beat you up, he could have a gun, he could have a knife, he could have something in the back of his car to beat you up with. You never know, man. You never know what you're going to get yourself into.
I should have just walked up and kicked him in the crotch. But if I would have ended up getting arrested, okay, then what would have happened? Well, I'd lose my gig.
I've had somebody tell me, I kind of scolded my kid in the grocery store one time, just not a big spanking, just a little swat on the butt. Just let him know I'm there, and, you know, you better pay attention to me and do what I say, or else we're getting out of the grocery store. And I had somebody come up to me and say, you shouldn't spank your kid. And this, I just want to say, you know what, get out of my face. I don't need you in my business.
Well, you wanted
it
to
wasn't
say-
like I was beating my kid.
Well, you wanted to say something else, but you can't say it.
Right.
All right, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons, and let's hear what you have to say about this. If you were in the same similar situation, you saw a guy punch his dog twice. Okay, you're in traffic. You're stopped at a red light. All right, what are you going to do? Are you going to get out of your car and step in and take the guy on, or get into an argument with him, or are you going to sit there and do nothing, which is what I did, and now I feel like I'm 2 inches tall because I didn't do anything. And you know what the damnedest thing is? The damnedest thing is, hey, I'll probably get fired from this job anyway.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Snogging means kissing, and I've never been told anything otherwise. So, yes, I would consider that I am a good snogger, as you might put it.
HerMatch.com username is CuteBritChick, and you can email her right now. Go ahead, it's okay to look, whether it's CuteBritChick or someone else. We're so confident you'll find someone special in 6 months that if you don't, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our guarantee to you, and it's only at theallnewmatch.com. See site for details.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to 4 offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
What do Haley Sykes of Keller Williams Realty, Bauhaus, Radiance Corporation, and Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue have in common? They're all members of the Blue List, AM 760's exclusive referral program featuring local progressive companies. The Blue List is easy to find. Just go to am760.net and you'll have access to all of AM 760's Blue List members. Where you spend your money is just as important as how you vote. Vote wisely and support the Blue List from Progressive Talk, AM 760.
I joined the National Guard for opportunity.
Over 200 career choices and paid training.
Money for college.
A steady paycheck.
Only one thing stood between me and my benefits.
Basic training. I'm not going to lie, it wasn't easy. The obstacle course was really challenging.
Now I'm a National Guard soldier.
I help my community. I can protect my country.
I'm proud to be on this team.
Because I got stronger.
Because I got to go to college.
The Guard helped me succeed.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us how you can prepare for basic training.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the state.
Randy Rhodes.
I like the fire for spirit.
Hey, Randy, I love your show.
Hi, Randy. It's always good to talk to you.
I like the fact that she doesn't shut up for anybody.
So frustrated. I am so with you on this. You're dead on.
She makes me laugh.
She's brutally honest.
And you are a goddess, and you are hot.
You are a goddess. We are not worthy.
Mary Randy!
So you the girl with that big voice I've been hearing so much about.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Ooh, yeah. Stones. 24 minutes after 7, mostly sunny. Hi today, 80 AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Nice to have you here. I'm talking about the incident over the weekend with the dog in the pickup truck. In today's world, you just don't know what to do. But I feel bad that I didn't step in. But maybe stepping in would be wrong. And could you see this? If I stepped in and said to the guy, hey, man, don't do that. You want to punch somebody, punch me. And then he and I got into it, and I got arrested. Do you think I'd be here this morning? No, it'd be Jim Spencer or somebody. And you could see it. It'd be in the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post. Talk show host gets into fight. But I feel bad that I didn't do anything. Debbie in Denver. Debbie, you're on AM 760. What do you think?
Hey, you were in the news anyway. Talk show host lost weight.
Bill Husted's column.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm glad he did that, but I wouldn't want to be in there for the wrong reasons.
No, you wouldn't. But it's just like anything else in life. You don't want to provoke, but there's other ways to bring it up. I was walking my dog through a park area, and there was this very petite, 5'2" maybe, Asian woman walking a beautiful German Shepherd. And the German Shepherd looked at my dog and kind of turned, wanted to go, and she yanked at it. And it walked with her a little bit and turned to look, and she yanked at it. And then she had a bag with stuff in it. She just started hitting at the dog, and it cowered down and laid over. And I said, no. And she stopped and looked at me, and she started to walk the dog, and it kind of wouldn't move because it had been cowered so much. And she hit at it again, and I said, no. All I said was no to her a couple of times. Next time I saw her walking her dog, she sat down with it, and she was patting it and rubbing it.
Well, maybe you were able
to
change
your
behavior. Maybe you were able to change your behavior.
I hope so. But the point is I made the thing because in the past I've ignored something, and it ate away at me. So I thought, how could I have done that? And the only thing I've done now is I try and distract the situation.
Okay, so you think I should have gotten out of the car and got involved?
Yes, but in a different way. Like, oh wow, that's really a nice looking dog, and he seems to be pretty well behaved. I've never hit my dog, but, you know, or something like that. Just kind of diffuse the situation.
Well, that's one thing I'm not good at is diffusing.
Well,
I'm better at escalating. Debbie, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Right.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
I can see the guy, like, pulls a gun on you. Then what do? Let's go to Cheryl in Lakewood. Cheryl, you're on AM 760. What do you think?
Good morning, Jay. Haven't called you for a long time. I'm a teacher, so now I've got some more time on my hands, and I really enjoy listening to you.
Oh, thanks.
Rushing off in the morning as I usually do, because I get up at 4:30. I get up quite early too, and I'm just kind of sitting back and kind of relaxing here a little bit before I start all my house projects.
Oh, there you go.
But anyway, you know, thank you for being concerned. But one thing I know this, but dogs particularly, and mammals, whether it's a cat or a dog, feel the same pain that we do. If we see someone beating on a dog or a cat or whatever, they feel just as much pain as a 2-year-old child would. And if you have a pet, you should be as responsible for them as you are for your 2-year-old child. Where is the line drawn that we'll jump in even if a guy's got a gun, if it's a kid, but if it's just a dog, we won't jump in?
I don't know. I think there are some people who wouldn't jump in even if it were a child because they would think that they would get shot.
Right. Yeah, and you and John were discussing that too. And I'm thinking, I agree with Debbie who just called and said maybe, you know, you could diffuse it, although at the time I think I'd be like you and I'd be so angry. I would yell at the guy. Something happened to me last summer. My incident was that I was walking into some shops over by Belmar. I live in Lakewood. And I was walking into a shop. There's a little restaurant, like Two Tomatoes or, I don't know, one of those. I'm sorry, shouldn't say that on the air.
No, that's all right.
There was a restaurant. And So it was about lunchtime, and a lot of people were parked there. And I happened to walk. I was walking by a car, and there was a tiny dog, like a Chihuahua or something, in the car. And yes, whoever it was had rolled the window down a couple of inches, but it was in the summertime, Jay, and the dog was obviously distressed. And I'm like, it could take just a few seconds, actually, or a minute, for the dog to die. So I looked around. I went into one shop. I said, is that your dog out there? I'm kind of a shy person. I walked into the restaurant, and I said, does anybody have a dog in a car out here? And a woman was in line for a salad. She came out and didn't do anything to the dog, but was standing there yelling at the top of her lungs at me for daring to embarrass her in that restaurant.
What'd you do?
I got on my cell phone. I said, look, if you don't do something about this right now, I'm calling the cops. Well, Belmar happens to be Lakewood Police Department is right across the street practically there in Lakewood. So I called 911. Standing on the sidewalk while she's yelling at me, and I said to the dispatcher who I was, where I was, and what was happening. And when the woman heard me do that, she got in the car and drove off.
Well, at least at that point, the dog could get some air conditioning.
Well, yeah, I guess, but I was pretty angry.
Did you get her license number?
No, I didn't. I gave it to the police dispatcher. But, I mean, I'm sure, I don't know that they did anything. But you know what I'm saying? I gave it to the police dispatcher.
Yeah, well, it amazes me how people are. It absolutely amazes me. And then we turn around and wonder why things are the way they are. And why everybody feels, like I was talking about in the first hour, why everybody feels not only cynicism towards the government, but a lot of people feel cynicism towards things in society to begin with. Because you see people do stuff like punch their dog or leave their dog in a hot car.
Right.
You know, it's like how much brains does it take to know that you leave a dog in a car like that, you're going to kill it.
Or a kid. Well, this, you know, and we know that there's been stupid people that have done that with kids.
Oh, yeah, lock their kids in the car? Sure.
And remember, didn't this happen? Were you here a couple years ago?
Yes.
When that happened here?
Yeah, I think I was. Yeah, it was about 2 years ago, I believe.
Yeah.
Two and a half?
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know exact circumstances, but the kid died, didn't it? I think the child died.
I believe so.
But I applaud your feelings because I do think we have to realize that if somebody has a pet, they need to take the responsibility for it as you would for a child. And if you can't do that, then get a stuffed animal. Don't have a live an animal. Don't have a live animal in your house.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. Thank you, Cheryl.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
And thanks for what you do, because she's a school teacher. 303-713-7600. All right, Gina. 731, 31 minutes after the hour. So the guy, I'm at an intersection. I'm at a stoplight. So I see this guy, and he punches his dog twice in the back of a pickup truck because this guy who was walking across the street provoked the dog. The dog jumped out.
That's terrible.
All right, should I have gotten out and done something? Now I feel bad that I didn't.
I'm so glad you wanted to. Boy, you would have had to hold either me or Paul back, I guess, but you never know what people are going to do nowadays.
Why didn't everybody just get out of the car and kick the guy's rear collectively?
I think I would have definitely gotten his license plate and called the police and called the Animal Humane Association or called the Dumb Friends League.
Well, as I said, then we wonder why things are the way they are.
That poor animal.
See, it's extremely hard at times to advocate a nicer place to live when you see something like that happen.
Well,
that makes it really rough, because then what you really want to say is, you know something, the world is made up of, and I can't say that word on the air, and they all ought to get what's coming to them.
Yeah, and did this guy have no shame? He just did it out in the open?
Oh, yeah, out in the public. Some people don't have any shame. Some people just don't have any. All right. I hope traffic's not a shame at 7:33, 33 minutes after the hour.
It's not too bad. We have had kind of a major jam getting out of Lakewood. Eastbound 6 there was bogged down from Sheridan to I-25, had a two-car crash that was blocking your southbound transition ramp. So expect some continued delays there as that shakes free. Heavier traffic now downtown, of course, southbound 25. That starts around 58, stays with you towards Spear. 225, just busy both directions now across Aurora. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, not as warm. We'll get a high of 81, currently partly cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by any one of you.
For most people, there's no substitute for instant gratification. Yet some people can wait if something better's coming along. At Orbitz, in a desperate attempt to feel popular, we're giving you both. So, if you book the hotel and flight you want together on Orbitz, you'll save now. And you'll save $250 later when you customize a package to Hawaii, Mexico, or the Caribbean. Instant gratification now and the $250 savings later.
Book at Orbitz.com and stay a step ahead. Save $250 on qualifying 5-plus night vacations. Travel and book by March 31st, 2008. Subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
You pick.
No, you pick.
I don't know. You pick.
I don't know. You pick.
No, I really don't.
We know a restaurant that serves chicken wings, fish tacos, and burgers around here.
You pick.
You pick.
You pick. No, you. You.
Superpages.com. We know around here.
Ethiopia.
When a tuna melt sounds good with a side of linguine, start with superpages.com. You'll find everything you need to choose the business that's right for you. Superpages.com. We know around here.
I'm not hungry anymore.
TNT Monday, the closer, cable's number one show of all time, returns. Intense.
He's been murdered.
Heart pounding.
Holy hell, he's about to break out in here.
Critically acclaimed, the biggest season premiere of the summer. The show TV Guide calls a terrifically entertaining, smashing cop drama. Is back. Golden Globe winner Kira Sedgwick is The Closer. See the commercial-free season premiere Monday, followed by the series premiere of Heartland, TNT's next great drama. It all starts this Monday at 9, 8 central, only on TNT.
Movies in all of Colorado. They've got everything you can think of, from Volkswagen all the way up to Ford and everything in between. And they're matching down. Incentive is going on right now, which helps stretch your wallet and lower your car payment. Plus, on top of that, some of the best people in the world, and they'll overcome your cynicism because you can tell that they're on the level and that they're sincere. People like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, and Spanky Herrera, and Freddie Labrato, and Gerard Menard, and Johnny Mays, and Adolph, and Juan, and I could go on. The list just goes on and on. Ziggy, and there's all over 100 employees working full-time, working hard. At Rockies. You can check them out inventory online at rockiesautos.com. Also pre-qualify for a car loan, which will help you cut down on some time, or get out there yourself and see them. They're open to Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You stay a little bit, you come close to 9, they'll stay a little bit later and take care of you, and things will be fine. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, our five locations have been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Basil Dock's has four Denver metro locations: Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
People, we need to cut ink costs. Any ideas?
Sir, we only print on Tuesdays.
Worst idea ever. Next.
Sir, we never print. We memorize everything.
Memorize this. New worst idea ever. Next.
Sir, we'll save up to 40% on ink with the Staples Easy Button.
How I wish you were my son.
At Staples, you can save 20 to 40% on all ink. Just join Staples Rewards, restock with multi-packs, and recycle empty ink in-store. Remember, rewards, restock, recycle. Save 20 to 40%. Staples, that was easy.
HP Packs cartridges not included.
It's no secret. Younger men are dating older women.
These women are way different.
Tonight, in the new series, Age of Love, a 30-year-old tennis star will get his chance.
I'm 40.
But what if there's a little temptation?
This leg seems interesting.
On Age of Love, he'll choose between women in their 20s and women in their 40s.
He's not going to end up with a 40-something. It's just the facts.
To answer the age-old question, does age matter?
The clock is ticking.
Age of Love, tonight at 9, 8 central on NBC.
Making progress before you get to work. Yes. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's getting
You know, most talk show hosts never say what the bumper music is. They just play it. But me, I'm different. I'm twisted. I'm dark. And I'm psychedelic. 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along the mostly sunny high of 80. Okay, guy punches his dog twice in the back of a pickup truck. What the hell are you supposed to do about it? Let's go to Todd in Lyons. Todd, you're on AM 760. What do you think?
Oh, man. I don't know. It's hard to say, Jay.
See, you'd be tempted too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would definitely. I'd more than likely say something from my car. You know, pick on someone your own size, that whole thing.
Would you get out of the car?
Maybe not. It depends on. I guess it depends on the situation. You know, I was telling your screener or whatever you call him there that you'd end up getting attacked by the dog probably if you tried to beat his owner up.
You know, I don't think so. I don't think the dog would have attacked me.
I don't know. If you started kicking his owner's butt, the dog's not going to remember that. Oh, hey, that guy was just beating me up, and this other guy's helping me out here. I don't think the dogs think that way. do they?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a dog. Like, what do they call those guys? What's that guy who's on the Animal Channel? I never see that show.
The dog whisperer?
I'm not a dog whisperer. I can't go like, Spot, what do you think is going to happen if I kick your owner's rear? But, you know, your natural reaction is you want to get out of the car, and then when you don't, then you have, like I feel now, which is like I have guilt this morning.
Right.
I'm not doing anything about it. I had guilt last night about not doing anything about it. And, you know what, damn it, I should have just ran over him.
Oh, that would have worked, too. You know, I think I'm not sure what it is. I don't know. I've called a few times, Jay, to talk to you before, and I'm a big fan and listen to you often. You know, it's one of those things, the apathy thing, you know, not really caring. It's not affecting me. What do I have to do? What do I have to say about it? I don't know if that's just becoming more and more apparent or if I'm more aware of it because I'm, you know, getting older. I don't know what the deal is, but actually, had a conversation about this last night. A friend of mine is a 911 dispatcher operator.
Hmm.
We were talking about how they teach people in self-defense and especially females in rape situations to scream fire and not rape because people yell rape and no one wants anything to do with that and they don't want to help out. But, you know, fire is you're more apt to have a chance to have somebody help you out, apparently.
Wow, you really think that. And I know nobody would call here and answer honestly to this.
Right.
But if they would, I'd like to hear this.
Right.
But if you were walking down the street and you heard a woman yell rape, you'd get involved, wouldn't you? I'd have to.
Yeah, I mean, how do you stand by? But, you know, apparently in this, I remember in college and stuff, reading, you know, stuff in psych books and stuff about how that whole mentality of not wanting to help out like that, like what do I have? You know, I'm going to endanger myself as well to help out. You know, I personally, I live my life kind of based foolishly on, you know, emotion and situation, and I definitely will make snap judgments in situations like that, and it'll, you know, at some point it'll probably get me hurt, or you know, I've been swung at a few times, you know, for opening my mouth, but it's I don't know. I mean.
All right, would you have gotten out and done something about the dog?
I probably would have said something to him. Roll the window down and been like, you know, that's really sweet, and why can't, you know, I'd like to see him swing back. Or I also told the guy that answered the phone that I thought that maybe it would be right to, like, figure out a way to get the dog to bite him.
Well, all right.
The dog have his own justice.
All right, what would you do, though, if the guy answered back, mind your own business? Would you leave it at that, or would you say, would you escalate it?
Like I said, it probably depends. You know, if I was in the right mood, I would tell him that maybe it was my business if he's going to do it in front of me.
Boy, you know what? I there's something I really want to say on the air, but if I say it, people are going to freak out.
Oh, you should say it, man. Come on. I've heard you say all sorts of crazy stuff.
You know what I really would have liked to have done?
Grind him into a fine pulp?
We could just get out of the car and pull like a big old 9mm and pistol whip his rear in the middle of the intersection.
Oh, man.
It just left him, you know. Taking the dog, too.
Right.
So I'd get arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, plus on top of that, stealing his dog, petty theft.
Right.
Okay, I admit it. I admit that that's my feeling. Okay, does that make me a sick human being?
No. Are you kidding me? There's a lot worse out there, man.
You're very kind. Todd, thanks.
Hey, one thing. I often hear you talk about Lefty Frizzell.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, man, there is a healthy, I just turned 34 last week, I'm a full-time musician living in Lyons, and there is a huge community that loves Lefty Frizzell,
oh,
man.
Oh, man, God bless.
Yeah, a ton of them.
Lefty rules.
You are not kidding. I'm actually from Saginaw, Michigan.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah,
I was born there, but you know what? If he grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay, technically he would have been from Bay City.
He didn't.
I know.
He just wrote the song, I think.
Yeah, I know.
But he's so great. He was so great.
Man, you can't not see a million people that were influenced by him.
Yep.
Singing-wise, everyone from like Tim O'Brien to George Strait to Dwight Yoakam. You know, anyone that's ever sang any kind of folk or Americana or country song has been influenced by him.
That's right. I love him. I'm thinking about getting a tattoo of his, a portrait of him on my arm.
There you go. Have you ever read his the autobiography?
Oh yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
Quite the life.
Yep. You know Whitey, you know who Whitey Schaefer is, don't you?
What's that?
Whitey Schaefer used to songwrite. Yeah. I got to know him.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
Oh man.
No. If I could find him. And I don't even know if he's still alive, but if I could find him, and I've looked for him, if I could find him, I try to coax him on the air to talk about him.
Oh, man. You do that, you got to send me an email.
I will for sure. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, appreciate it.
Have a good day, man.
Let's go to Christina in Commerce City, one of my favorite places. Christina, hi.
Hi, Jay. I just want to say, first of all, I absolutely love you, and I love your show. You're the highlight of my morning.
Oh, you're too kind. Thanks.
Oh, for sure. But just one thing. I would have to say, for the dog situation, that I would agree with Gina. I think that I would be afraid to say something to the person because you never know what they're going to do, and it wouldn't be worth putting my life on the line or my career or anything else. However, I would certainly get the person's license plate number and call the police and ask them to contact the animal cruelty people and let them know that this man had abused his dog right in front of you. However, I do have a little story to share about something that had happened to me where a woman got involved and I felt like it was completely unnecessary. This was a few years ago, and I had just had a newborn baby. It was during tax season, like the middle of February, and this is my third child when I had my newborn baby. So my middle child was about 3 years old, and we went to the tax place to do our taxes, and it's like in a little shopping center where the front is all glass and you're parked right in front. And my three-year-old son, when we all went in there, started throwing this massive, massive temper tantrum. And the lady from the tax place came over and tried to give him some coloring books and crayons to get him settled down. And he actually kicked the lady.
Oh.
And I was so embarrassed. It was horrible. And I said, you know what, this isn't okay. So I took him outside to our minivan, and I strapped him in his car seat where he couldn't hurt himself or anyone else. And I said, you know, if you do not stop this behavior, stop the temper tantrum and act kindly, then you're going to have to sit in here. We're going to have to stay out here. So he said, no, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. So I let him out, and we went back in. And once again, he started right up doing the same thing, throwing a massive temper tantrum, yelling, screaming, kicking me when I tried to go near him. And so I took him back out to the car, and I strapped him in, and I said, okay, you know what? We're going to have to stay out here. And I strapped him in the seat, and it wasn't hot or cold. It was just like a regular February day, like 60 degrees or whatever. And just for 1 minute, I locked the doors, and I shut my car. And for 1 minute, I could see him the whole time. I went inside just to check on my husband and the other two kids and the newborn baby because he was trying to do the taxes then, and I was going to have to stay in the car. And when I went back inside and I came right back out, this woman came up to me and she said, you know what, you are a very abusive mother. It's horrible that you abused your child like that. I have called the police and I have called social services and given them your license plate information and all your information, and they're going to come and take you to jail. And instead of standing up for myself or saying anything to the woman, I broke out in tears. I was crying hysterically. I called my mother. She came to get my children, and we ended up waiting around for the police to come, which they never did. And the people at H&R Block said, you know what, we know what you did. You didn't do anything wrong, and you've waited long enough for them to come. If they come, we'll tell them, you know, we'll give them your information and tell them that you didn't do anything wrong. But today, I wish that that lady would do that to me today, because today I would stand up for myself, because, you know, I knew I could not thank my child. I knew I could not,
What did she think you were doing that was abusive?
I'm really confused on that. I think that because I put him in his car seat and he was screaming and yelling and kicking, that she thought I was abusing him in some way.
What? She doesn't think that children throw temper tantrums?
I guess not. And, you know, I was trying to figure out the most socially acceptable way that I could handle the situation with my son. He was out of control, and I didn't know what else to do. I knew if I would have, you know, gave him a swat on the butt, somebody really would call the police. So I was just trying to get him to a place where he couldn't kick or hurt anybody or hurt himself, and also not disturb the people trying to do the taxes, you know. And it was just humiliating. It was horrible, and I was seriously traumatized from the whole thing.
Well, and see, this is what I mean about people just being bizarre. I mean, people doing bizarre things, and that's an example of people doing bizarre things. You're right. When it happens to you, you don't think about what to do, but afterwards, then you start thinking about, like you say to her, well, okay, if the police come and I get into trouble, I'll be sure and have your name and address, and you'll hear from my lawyer, and I'll sue you, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, right.
But when it happens, you're too shocked that anybody
right.
would say something like that to you. Christina, thank you. Thank you for the call. And, wow.
Yeah, well,
some people out there are just not wound right.
No, it was really humiliating, and I just, it was horrible, and I just wish that now I would have said something to her and said, look, what would you do? You know, with your child,
yeah,
if he's behaving like that.
I agree 100%.
Know?
Yep, you're right. I would have, too. Christina, thanks. I appreciate
Thank
it. Please
you,
call me
Dave.
Again.
Take care.
All
Bye-bye.
Right. Well, you'd like to find that lady and... Okay, I'd like to find that lady and pistol whip her. No, I'm just... 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Don't let your kids listen to Jay Marvin. He's a violent man. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like they finally cleared that crash now off of eastbound 6 there, going to southbound I-25, but traffic is still shaking loose along that stretch between Sheridan and the interstate. So that's on the eastbound side there if you're still trying to get out of Lakewood. Eastbound 270, of course, stacked up across Commerce City. Got very heavy traffic now on eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, pretty much the same area. And in Morrison, US 285 seems to be pretty heavy this morning between Turkey Creek and 470. Weather outlook today, expect mostly sunny skies with a high of 81. Right now, partly cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by any one of
CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Where you'll always find the best used car prices.
Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best used car prices anywhere.
Welcome, home buyers, to the Pulte Homes Perfect 10 sales event. The results are in.
All these ways to save and a 10-year warranty, I give Pulte Homes a 10.
What a home. We saved big and got premium fixtures and appliances standard. A perfect 10 for Pulte Homes. June 22nd to the 24th, save big on your new home during the Pulte Homes Perfect 10 sales event. Check out pulte.com/sale for a neighborhood near you. Incentives vary by region and subject to change. Equal housing opportunity.
A more comfortable bed and more deep quality sleep. And so if you haven't tried one of these beds, you really have to, because you get a 30-night in-home trial. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty. And they've been named by Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So you can't really, you just can't go wrong. What I urge you to do is I urge you to check out these beds for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. Visit a Select Comfort store today and see how you can get the same deep restorative sleep that you need and deserve. Now, where are the Select Comfort stores? Well, we've got them all over the Front Range. As a matter of fact, Select Comfort stores are located in 12 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centura, Northfield at Stapleton, and the brand-new location that's at the 29th Street Mall.
Support for AM 760 comes from the locally owned Jack Misick Heating and Cooling, specializing in American Standard Air Conditioning. Call 303-463-8541. That's Jack Misick Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Goal will take deductions for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle. Offers not valid on damaged vehicles. How do you get from zero to 120 in record time? Go to Go. The Go 120% trade-in event has been extended. So for one extra week, Go will purchase your trade for up to 120% of Kelley Blue Book trade-in value. That's up to 120% of what Kelley Blue Book says your trade-in is worth. No games, no gimmicks. You'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from 0 to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Your trade may never be worth more than it will be this week during the Go 120% trade-in events at 17 Go showrooms in Denver alone. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. Light screen. Go!
Did you ever hear the expression, packed in like sardines? Well, that's what it's like at Ralph Champ Honda, BMW, and Mini. We have so many cars, we can hardly move, new and pre-owned, and more are on the way. Now, this is a win-win for you and for me, because if I need to sell them, I have to price them so you want to buy them. Logic is wonderful, isn't it? So if you've recently heard an ad for some dealer having a big sale, you might consider checking us out, too, because we probably have the car you want at a fabulous price, and there won't be any additional charges or extras you don't want. Just nice, friendly people who want to sell you the car you want with the best service you'll get anywhere. And please excuse me for being gauche, but we all know where our paychecks come from, and we don't want to be unemployed anytime soon. So remember, you have a buddy in the car business, Ralph Shomp, close to everywhere, South Broadway at Littleton Boulevard or at Shomp.com. Ralph Shomp, one price, one promise, one customer, at a time. Thanks.
Leaf Guard Rain Gutters of Colorado is seeking candidates with previous experience in the home improvement field. If you're looking for a new challenge with a great company, call Leaf Guard to schedule an interview today. 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM 760.net.
A worried man with a worried mind. No one in front of me and nothing.
Yeah, 7:56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up at 8:30, Chuck Morris will be here. We'll talk to him about music, scalping tickets, CDs, concerts, and he's bringing Bob Dylan to town. Should I get on the air and, like, beg some Bob Dylan tickets off of him? That'd be really uncool, wouldn't it? 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 80. Gee, could I have some Bob Dylan tickets? I hate when people do that to me. You couldn't get me some tickets for. No, what makes you think I have any pull? All right, we're talking about the dog in the pickup truck situation, and we go to Mickey in Greenwood Village. Mickey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
The dog situation, I understand that you had a witness with you.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of people around.
Yeah. I think I would get out and say to the gentleman, sir, I don't think you should be hitting your dog. He deserves a better owner than that. I'm going to call police and have them, or animal control, you know, get his license plate number and have them deal with it. It sounds to me like cruelty to an animal. And, you know, there's a lot of frustration and anger, but people have to learn to go through whatever the legal channels are to, you know, hey, whatever consequences there are.
Yeah, there's a lot of anger out there, and it seems like we're angrier now than ever before, and taking it out on animals is not right. And you're right, and I should have done something about it, Mickey. You're absolutely correct. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Jay, if you're an old, overweight guy like me, getting out, and the guy was probably younger and probably in better shape than trying to do it physically. You leave that up to the authority.
Yeah, but I'm svelte these days. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mickey.
Yep.
All right. Stick around. Chuck Morris coming up.
It's the 6th Annual Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. There will be activities for all ages, food, beverages, and fun. We're defending our freedom on Independence Day. Proceeds benefiting the ACLU. Find more info on AM760.net.
It's being called the most revolutionary new mortgage product in a generation. Imagine a mortgage that pays off your home in half the time without increasing your payment or changing your spending habits. That's right. If you have a 30-year mortgage, you can pay it off in 15 years or less without changing your spending habits or making those huge extra payments. It's called the Equity Accelerator, and it's only at First Option Lending. While most mortgages pay interest first, the Equity Accelerator pays your principal first. You even have 24/7 access to your equity without needing a separate home equity loan. The all-new Equity Accelerator, only from First Option Lending. 303-803-1900. 803-1900.
First Option Lending. The people you call first.
303-803-1900.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. British authorities say an international pedophile ring has been knocked out of commission. CBS's Larry Miller reports from London.
Police around the world have arrested 700 suspected pedophiles, breaking up a major ring, and in the process, rescuing more than 30 children. 200 arrests were made in Britain alone. This bust was the culmination of a 10-month-long global investigation sparked by the arrest of a British man found with 75,000 explicit images on his computer. He ran a chat room showing children being sexually abused.
Some of the rescued children are just months old. Here at home, a flood overnight took the life of a 4-year-old.
I'm L.P. Phillips in Haltom City, Texas, where torrential rains came down. A small creek came up so fast that within minutes it was flooding dozens of mobile homes. A woman and her two small children tried to make it to high ground, but the 4-year-old girl she was holding was swept out of the mother's arms. Rescue workers found her body several hours later, about a half a mile away.
Homeland Security officials are resisting moves in Congress to delay passport requirements for Americans coming back from Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean. Spokesman Russ Kanaki says the requirement is there for a good reason.
Right now, our frontline personnel have to consider 8,000 different types of documents for potential admissibility into the country. That's a staggering number. It's unfair to them. What we ought to do is level the playing field for them by requiring passports at our land borders.
The passport requirement was originally due to take effect at the end of this month. The bill Congress is working on would extend the deadline until 2009. With Hamas in control of Gaza and moderate leader Mahmoud Abbas confined to the West Bank, some Palestinians are heading for the exits. CBS's Richard Roth is on Gaza's border with Israel.
They've become the newest Palestinian refugees, trying to leave Gaza, refused entry to Israel, now stuck in a border crossing waiting area. This woman says she'd rather be shot for entering Israel than return to her home in Gaza. One Israeli official said pretty soon there'll be 1.5 million people who don't want to be in Gaza.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. President Bush has used a brief phone call to express support for Palestinian President Abbas and his emergency government. White House spokesman Tony Snow says Abbas called for renewing the political process. A Palestinian spokesman was more direct, saying Abbas wants to resume Middle East peace talks. President Bush meets tomorrow with Israeli Prime Minister Olmert.
26-year-old woman who's due to give birth in 2 weeks disappeared from her home in North Canton, Ohio last Friday. Hasn't been seen since. Jesse Davis's mother, Patricia Porter, tells the CBS News Early Show she fears the worst.
The mattress was partially off of the bed and the nightstand knocked over and the lamp was knocked over and the comforter was gone and there was bleach poured all over the floor.
Police also fear foul play was involved, but say they have no suspects. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is down 2 points, NASDAQ's down 2.5. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dogs off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Dive teams will be back at Chatfield Reservoir today looking for a man who may have drowned in a part of the reservoir not meant for swimming. A friend of the man told Colorado State Park Rangers he went to use the restroom and the friend was gone when he returned. Longmont police have arrested 50-year-old Ron Swerline after he tried to enter a home in which police had discovered pipe bombs and explosive materials. Swerline had left the home Friday night when the cops fired tear gas inside to force the occupants to leave so they could search it.
We did detonate nitroglycerin in the driveway of the home.
According to police, it's too early to say whether the materials are linked to dozens of small explosives found outside a Longmont clinic and the surrounding neighborhood since April. And a group of Denver mothers held a nurse-in in front of Elitch Gardens Amusement Park yesterday, breastfeeding their kids to protest the park's expulsion of a woman for doing just that. Tammy Lance of the Colorado Breastfeeding Task Force says women can breastfeed anywhere they have a legal right to be. The operations director at the park says there's no rule against breastfeeding. She says the woman who was asked to leave was exposing considerably more than necessary. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Westbound I-76 approaching Sheridan is the latest hotspot for wreck, so watch out through there. Pretty busy just about wherever you are. Northbound 25 delays kicking in now. The Washington Street Bridge toward Alameda. Eastbound arteries all at peak volume. C-470 crossing both Littleton and Highlands Ranch, and both the Boulder Turnpike and 6th Avenue stacked there between Sheridan and I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 30 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, but not as warm. We'll get a high of 81. Tonight looks like we'll have clear skies, light winds, going down to 54. And right now it's partly cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How do you give all your favorite people their favorite foods? Head to IHOP for an IHOP gift card. From mouthwatering breakfast to luscious lunches to delectable dinners, it's the perfect gift for your favorite grad. Only at IHOP. Come hungry. Leave happy.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where someone will give you food and shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 80, mostly sunny. And not going to be too bad of a day. We got Chuck Morris coming up at 8:30 this morning. We'll talk to him about music and about concerts and about tickets and about all kinds of things. And, man, is there anything this guy hasn't seen? But right now we'll talk to somebody who's seen a lot and used to write a lot. Formerly with the Denver Post, and he's going to sit in for me tomorrow morning. And here's Jim Spencer. Jim, good morning.
Jay, it's a pleasure to be learning at the feet of the master.
Ah, yeah, right. Sure, absolutely. Okay. Listen, if you want to learn how to do this, I'm not the person to teach you. I'll teach you how to ruin your prospective career.
Oh, I don't know. I, you know, people calling in and telling you that you make their morning, I don't see how it could be done a lot better.
There are few and far between. That was Christine, and she was just being kind.
Is she related?
No.
Well, then.
Ask my friend Lance, though, out there, and Sally and Mike and those folks, and they would call up and say that I'm irrelevant, and Ben. Anyway, let's talk about the newspaper business. Let's talk about you. You're going to sit in for me tomorrow morning. How long were you with the Denver Post?
4 years and 3 months.
So you came after I left, I believe, because I was here the first time and then split.
Mm-hmm.
So you left.
Left. I was involuntarily separated.
You were terminated?
I was involuntarily separated.
Listen, man.
I was laid off for financial
reasons. Well, listen, that's better than what's happened to me. I've been fired before. They don't ever say for financial reasons. They just say, get the hell out.
Yeah, well, there you go. Then I guess I had it better than you.
Yeah. Well, in that sense, you did. And financial reasons, this is being debated a lot, not only here in this building, but my friends do it across the country. I talk to other people about this, about the newspaper business and newspapers and what's happening to newspapers today. They all seem to be running into trouble. And why is that? I mean, circulation is circulation shrinking? Is it ad dollars? What's going on here?
Well, it's ad dollars more than anything, but circulation and ad dollars are related to one another. And I think that the delivery platform is really what the issue is, and that sounds like a big fat word, but it means that folks who are probably under 40 get a lot of their news from the internet, which they get for free because everybody offers that forum for free. And so as people can get more information from the internet, they have less need to have a hard copy of a newspaper. So the struggle for newspapers in the next 10 to 20 years is going to be able to find a way to deliver the information through modern technology, but find a way to make money from advertising doing that. And, you know, there have been a whole lot of different models in that. There's been some people charge for access to their websites, but so many other places are free that that's almost self-defeating. Others will let you see the website and get a week's worth of clips, but if you're really interested and you want to get back more than a week in an archive, then you have to pay for that. You know, I think that the paradigm that they might want to look at is some of these, like YouTube, and we have a place here called Mania TV, headquartered in Denver. A bunch of young folks run a place out of a warehouse on 38th Street. It's a really cool deal. And their shows are not newspaper per se, but they also, they found a way to get themselves on the internet interactively. They have video and the same things, kinds of things that YouTube have. And when you look at what their sponsorship is, you know, we sit at the newspaper and just scratch our heads and wonder, where are we going to get anybody to buy this stuff? And meanwhile, they're getting sponsorships from international corporations like Nike, national corporations like GM. You know, I think there's a model there somewhere, but they're still sorting about for it.
I wonder what would happen if, say, for instance, the Denver Post or the Rocky Mountain News turned around and said, okay, you can have the content on the internet, but you have to pay for it.
Then they wouldn't. I mean,
are you sure they wouldn't pay for it?
I'm pretty sure. I think that the delivery of information on the internet, people get used to certain things. For one thing, I mean, I know you're an internet user because I've been in here watching you track the news here for the few minutes I've been here. But the ability to get the product someplace else for no money and less hassle will doom us if we try to do it that way at this point. You got to have some fairly unique kinds of information that folks might want to have if they're going to do that. And, you know, we've already set a standard of the internet belongs to everybody. So
all right. So should it, when this whole revolution with the internet started and all this stuff went on, should newspapers have come forward then at that time and said, okay, you can't see it for free, we're going to charge you? Or are you saying that people just would never accept the idea of having to pay for content?
Well, people, I think that there might have been a mistake in not establishing a precedent for making people pay for the content, but they didn't do that. And so because they haven't done it, it's a shoulda kind of question. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really move the industry forward. The industry has to take a look at itself and see what papers like the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News want to try to do is to explain to their readers that this is information that is unique. This is information that you're not going to be able to get anyplace else. And folks have to figure out that they really care that much about that particular kind of information. You know, big stories, Iraq, and, you know, big overarching national issues, generally you can find information about. If you're concerned that they were trying to put, for instance, restrictive covenants on walking paths down in Highlands Ranch so that people who didn't live in the particular neighborhood could not actually walk on these public paths, you know, you're not going to get that except in the Denver Post. So,
yeah, that's
Rocky.
Right. You're not going to get any local coverage by going to CNN.com or
right.
wherever else you choose to go, the BBC or whatever. You're not going to find out what's going on here.
You know, I once had an idea. I used to work for the Chicago Tribune and then worked for
Tribune. Did you really?
Yeah. And I had an idea for what I call news to entertainment. They used to talk about content creation and control. That used to be one of the buzzwords in the industry. And what I was trying to sell them on was an idea of taking the uniquely developed local stories and carrying them across a format into made-for-TV movies or even TV series that would then be broadcast on their stations, because the corporation was so big that it not only owned newspapers.
Yeah, the Tribune stations.
It owned TV stations. And
one god-awful radio station, but go ahead.
World's greatest newspaper.
WGN. World's worst radio station.
All right, well, whatever. You know, God bless the Cubs.
No, I'm a White Sox fan.
Well, there you go. Well, I live south of the city, so I was a White Sox fan, too. But anyway, the whole notion of what newspapers can do locally is that they do have a unique way of focusing in on certain things that you wouldn't get if all you did was go for the big general idea. The question is whether people are wed enough to the need for that sort of information, and also the creation of a reader class that's younger. And I think probably Jay, did you read the newspaper when you were 18?
Absolutely.
Did you? Well, then I think you're probably kind of unique. I mean, I remember reading the sports section and the funnies.
Oh, no.
And
I can tell you to this day the three newspapers growing up, and one of them is gone. The Los Angeles Herald Examiner, the Santa Ana Register, which is now called the Orange County Register, and the Los Angeles Times.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, but I think that might make you a little bit unique. I think that people mature into newspapers, and I'm not sure there's going to be time for that maturation now, and I'm not sure that the precedent for using the Internet or just getting your information from television or not even caring in this sort of information-rich society, I think that people have so much stimuli now that they're willing to let things go by the wayside, and I think you're asking for a kind of a civic awareness that may or may not exist.
Well, that's both interesting and scary. It's 8:15, 15 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jim Spencer with the Denver Post. Do you think the print media is right wing?
No, I think
you know you hear that a lot. That it's either right wing or it's liberal, depending on which these doors you walk through.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm hoping to discuss a little more of that tomorrow morning. Can you leave me some
Don't steal a show.
That's right. Well, you know
you can always come in and get something else.
Come on, man. You know you're going to take a vacation. Yeah, you know, I'm going to sit in your chair. You know.
I'm not taking a vacation. I wish I were.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, there's no need to be sorry. But I often I often wonder about that.
Here's what. Let me promote the show tomorrow. Then here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about business. As I'm a Southerner, I was raised in Southern. Called business.
Where were you raised?
Southeastern Virginia. So
I worked in Lynchburg.
Newport News, Hampton, Williamsburg,
sure.
Yorktown, where freedom was won.
Right.
And where it was ground zero because there were so darn many Air Combat Command and the Yorktown Naval Weapons Station where they stored the nukes and Norfolk Naval Station and the Oceana Air Base. I mean, we figured it was good when the Cold War ended because we had like a better shot than at life, because if they were to drop in the bomb, we were either ground zero or we were the second hit.
Yeah, you were on the list. There's no question.
No question. We were high on the list. But business, as we called it in the South, and that's really what's driving everything here. It's not liberal or conservative, but that's going to be my teaser.
See, there's a part of me without this is the only other thing I want to say about this. There's a part of me having been in this for over 30 years that I know that what you're saying is absolutely true. But I've been saying this on the air for a long time, and there are a lot of people who don't accept this, but I believe this is true. The country is shifting, and unfortunately the last people to get into the driver's seat are going to be the media. They can't see it's happening for whatever reason. Either they don't care, don't spend the money to try to figure it out, or don't listen to what the research is that comes back, and they're going to wake up one morning and find themselves in big trouble.
Shifting toward what?
I think shifting more towards the center.
Why?
More towards less ideological arguments. I also think in some areas it's shifting more to the left. Not when I say the left, and when you say that publicly, people go, oh, my God, socialism. No, that's not what I mean. I'm just saying that unless things change, I believe on a political basis, Republicans are going to have a very, very, very tough time.
Oh, what?
Not only next election cycle in 08, but for the years to come.
I think that everybody on either side, but especially the Republican Party, which has now, in the wake of what happened in the midterm elections, committed themselves to their fundamental values, which are not mainstream America.
They're not.
And so when I go and do a seminar for a group of Republicans invited as a guest to sit on a media panel with one of our esteemed colleagues, a couple of our esteemed colleagues on Clear Channel stations, and I say, they ask me what Republican can win, and I tell them Giuliani, and one of them says, well, we'll let Giuliani be the candidate if he'll swear publicly that he'll only appoint justices of the Supreme Court who will overturn Roe versus Wade. It doesn't work that way, but beyond all that, even if it did, if that was the pledge that Rudy Giuliani made, he's going to lose. Sam Brownback said in a recent presidential debate, which I was live blogging, I'm multimedia, my man. So, you know... He said, oh, I can't see the Republican Party having a pro-choice candidate. Well, good. If you can't see the Republican Party having a pro-choice presidential candidate, then don't see the Republican Party having a president, okay? Because that's right. America is slipping off the extremes into the middle. And one of the big problems for everybody, including the folks in the Democratic Party, if you've got to cleave so hard to your party's extremes and the base to win primaries, and I have two words for you, Bob freaking Beaupre, when you get so far out, you can't get back in to pick up the mainstream. And Bob Beaupre was running in Colorado, for God's sakes.
Yeah. See, I agree. And I was having a discussion with this friend of mine, Ben, on Saturday night about this, and I was that it's a myth that this country is quote-unquote conservative, and that I started to cite polls, and of course, you know, his comeback was, well, polls don't mean anything. And I said to him, oh, yeah, they mean a lot, and research means a lot. And that's why everybody literally under the sun who's in business spends money on it.
I think that Ben might have Ben's best argument. Screw Ben. I'll argue for myself. I think where you will see some sorts of lasting impact is in, for instance, the United States Supreme Court, where George Bush has and the neocons have succeeded in stacking the court. And you can feel that way because his folks felt that way about the Earl Warren court.
Right, exactly.
And so those guys do resonate. They resonate for a long time, and they make you make your legislators take positions that might be uncomfortable. So, that's how it works.
Yeah, I agree. Well, listen, I grew up in the era of the billboards. Impeach Earl Warren.
Help get the U.S. out of the U.N.
Yeah, that's right. Get out of the U.N. Get off the gold standard. Stop the Illuminati. So 8:21, 21 minutes after 8, Jim Spencer, formerly the...
Last summer, The Closer season premiere smashed records to become cable's number one series. TNT Monday, expect even more. An astonishing season premiere with twists and turns and an ending you won't see coming. Are you ready?
I'm solving a murder. That is my job.
A new summer of confessions is here. Kira Sedgwick is The Closer. See the commercial-free season premiere followed by the series premiere of Heartland. TNT's next great drama. It all starts this Monday at 9, 8 central on TNT.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. 888-443-SCAN or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Tuesdays. Worst idea ever, next.
Sir, we never print. We memorize everything.
Memorize this new worst idea ever, next.
Sir, we'll save up to 40% on ink with the Staples Easy Button.
Oh, I wish you were my son.
At Staples, you can save 20 to 40% on all ink. Just join Staples Rewards, restock with multi-packs, and recycle empty ink in-store. Remember, rewards, restock, recycle. Save 20 to 40%. Staples, that was easy. HP Fax cartridges not included.
823, 23 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Think about things that become obsolete in our lifetime, and there's been a ton of them. VCRs replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris replaced by Xbox and also Xbox 360. And you know what? Your glasses can be replaced by normal vision. Icon LASIK Center is the place to get this done. Corrective vision is not some far-off futuristic dream. It's happening right now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help you make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types, so with zero down, no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Interlace and Bladeless LASIK. So, here's what you need to do. Lose the glasses and learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center. Call them today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit them on the Internet. You can check them out online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, denver.com.
It's no secret. Younger men are dating older women.
These women are way different.
Tonight, in the new series Age of Love, a 30-year-old tennis star will get his chance.
I'm 40.
But what if there's a little temptation?
This like, seems interesting.
On Age of Love, he'll choose between women in their 20s and women in their 40s.
He's not going to end up with a 40-something. It's just the facts.
To answer the age-old question, does age matter?
The clock is ticking.
Age of Love, tonight at 9, 8 Central on NBC.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
We'll be broadcasting from the nation's capital. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid joins the show to talk about general pace and gives the latest on immigration. Retired General Wesley Clark joins the program to talk about Senator Joe Lieberman's comments about military action in Iran. We'll take your calls and have the latest news as we broadcast from the nation's capital Monday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
825, 25 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 80. Jay Marvin along with Jim Spencer, formerly of the Denver Post. And, okay, we'll get away from the liberal versus conservative aspect of the media because you're going to talk about that tomorrow morning when you sit in for me. And I thank you for doing that, too, by the way.
My pleasure.
I really do appreciate that. We won't get into that. However, I just want to add one last thing here. From what I can tell and from what I can figure out, what I can see, now with you gone, the Denver Post lacks balance because who's on the other side?
Well, Diane Carman and David Harsanyi are still there.
I had heard that she was leaving too, but is that not true?
She didn't take the buyout.
Oh, okay, so she's staying.
That's right.
Okay, so at least there's somebody else there, right?
Sure.
All right, well, I just thought I would.
But not me.
No, but now you are. Listen. No, I understand.
I don't, but that's okay.
We could talk about life in the media. I mean, you have that happen to you. You never understand. Do you think you've ever understand? I mean, has this happened to you a lot before? Or?
No, it's never happened to me before.
Oh, it's never. Oh, this is your first time. Oh, okay.
Jay, I went to work when I was 14 years old. I am 55. I have never had a bad job review, and I have never been unemployed.
Wow.
Until today.
Wow. I started when I was 13. I'm 54. I can't count to you the number of times that I have been blown out.
Well, that makes me feel good, Jay, because you're a pretty talented guy, and so I'm considering myself pretty talented too, so maybe there'll be life after the Denver Post for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you always think, listen, when this happens, I mean, your worst-case scenario is, oh, my God, nobody's going to give me a job. But that's not true. Somebody will. Yeah. And you know what? You'll find something. But it's like when you have it happen to you, you're like, but you seem to be, I mean, with me, I mean, boy, some of the ones that I had, I mean, I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to just go swing from a 2x4 or something.
Well, you know, that's the first 48 hours.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I beg to differ.
Well,
I once sat in Albuquerque, New Mexico, man, for 6 months with no gig.
Well, talk to me when the severance runs out.
You know, and Mary is like going to work supporting me, and it's like I can't, you know, I was like I can't get up off my fat half moons to get a gig because I'm too devastated from being fired in San Francisco.
I'm wedded to not doing that and trying to move forward. I think there's a little bit of understanding from I don't necessarily forgive them, let's put it that way, but I understand how the decisions get made in business. And, you know, that's what happened here. It was a business decision. You wish that you had made yourself something that they didn't think they could cast aside, but that's, you know, I'm good, and I'll be okay.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing is that this whole idea of you make yourself into something that they can't cast aside.
Mm-hmm. That's Pollyanna, isn't it, Jay?
Well, I think, no. You know what I think that is? You may laugh at this, but I think that that's your age. Because in the America that you and I grew up in,
right,
as opposed to the America, say, for instance, that John Turk grows up in,
sure,
because he's only in his 30s.
He looks 19.
Yeah, he looks about 16, actually.
They card you for beer, do they, John?
Yes, every chance.
They do, and I love it.
John doesn't even shave. Did you know that?
I shave my armpits.
I can't grow facial hair. I can't figure it out.
He can't because he's too young. Seriously, though, that's worth talking about sometime. The America that we grew up in, yeah, there was that, where you made yourself invaluable.
Right.
The America we live in now in 2007, no one's invaluable.
That is so, so profound. And it's also the real obstacle that guys like me face, because I raised my children based on the old model.
Right. Most of us did, yeah.
My young colleagues that I work with, they don't expect to get Social Security. In fact, there's a great deal of sort of joking blame in the workplace where I've been about how the boomers are going to take away all the Social Security anyway, so screw it. But their whole feeling is that they are loyal. They're going to do the very best job they can because they're loyal to themselves, but they're expecting precious little of the employers in terms of long-term relationships and commitments and loyalty.
I think that they will see Social Security. I don't think Social Security as an institution will die, but I think the difference is that, and I've said this on the air before, you go back 30 years, the only people that I knew of who ever moved were people in the military and us, people in radio.
My wife is a military brat. Her dad was a career Army officer.
There you go.
That was, and in that time, the paradigm was 6 months to 2 years. 2 years,
right,
was a huge tour, so they moved 10, 12 times in a career. And sometimes even more.
That's right.
And even the military now does hunker down a little more, but and the military may hunker down more than young people do now. I mean, if you talk to folks in Denver, as I have, that you find that there's a lot of planned migration or just accepted. Like when Quest was going bad, and you know, and they were having troubles and stuff, and the telecom people weren't doing so well, and the tech boom burst. You know, those are people who they cut their teeth on being out of work, you know, every 6 months to a year and then having to battle back. And at this point, they're just like calloused in terms of how they feel, what they feel they're owed by American business.
Well, see, that's what I think is at the heart of a lot of what goes on in this country today and why people are angry and uneasy, because nobody has a stable situation anymore and nothing seems to work the way it used to. And people can't figure it out or understand it, and they don't understand, you know, the days of, like, here, Mr. Schmerlman, let me present you with your gold watch, and thank you for 50 years of service to the company. Those days, man, are dead.
Right. That's clearly true, and some of that was kind of a cliche anyway, but I think you're really onto something about the fact that when we become, this is a business climate that encourages self-absorption. I covered the Joe Nacho trial for a while. And the amount of money that was being passed around among those executives was obscene.
Oh, yeah.
But all of those folks are taken care of. Joe will get to go to jail here probably for upwards of 10 years if he doesn't, you know, prevail on appeal. And I'm not sure that I saw in that trial any real appealable points. But the fact is that there's sort of that what happened with Joe Nacho, if he hadn't been indicted, was a go for your own. I mean, look at the everybody is sort of self-directed. Everybody is kind of narcissistic. And, you know, that doesn't necessarily make somebody beat their dog in the back in the bed of a truck. But it does make them pretty self-aware.
But it bleeds over.
Oh, yeah.
It bleeds over. And people are just not comfortable. And you can sit there and you can say over and over again, well, the economy's great. And, you know, look at the stock market and blah, blah, blah. But people are uneasy because they don't know if whether they have something or not. Okay, hang on. They don't know if something's coming up tomorrow. 8:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Here's a woman who will be here and after I'm long gone and everybody else is too. Gina, with the traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We've got stop-and-go conditions now along eastbound I-70 between Quebec to Havana. Got two lanes blocked there due to a multi-vehicle crash. So watch out. That's the major area right now to avoid. Did have a problem on southbound I-25. It was a little sluggish still between 58th and Spear downtown. Otherwise, we're starting to see some recovery now around the metro area. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, not as warm with a high of 81. Currently, it's clear and 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Support for AM 760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
You can win a chance to throw out the first pitch at a Colorado Rockies game just by shopping at King Soopers. All you have to do is...
Attention, shoppers! There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Welcome, home buyers, to the Pulte Homes Perfect 10 sales event. The results are in.
All these ways to save and a 10-year warranty, I give Pulte Homes a 10.
What a home. We saved big and got premium fixtures and appliances standard. A perfect 10 for Pulte Homes. June 22nd to the 24th, save big on your new home during the Pulte Homes Perfect 10 sales event. Check out Pulte.com/sale for a neighborhood near you. Incentives vary by region and subject to change. Equal housing opportunity.
Most with lung cancer by CT screen demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Goal will take deductions for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle. Offers not valid on damaged vehicles.
How do you get from zero to 120 in record time? Go to Go. The Go 120% trade-in event has been extended. So for one extra week, Go will purchase your trade for up to 120% of Kelley Blue Book trade-in value. That's up to 120% of what Kelley Blue Book says your trade-in is worth. No games, no gimmicks. You'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from 0 to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Your trade may never be worth more than it will be this week during the Go 120% trade-in event at 17 Go showrooms in Denver alone. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light screen. Go!
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Wellness Spa on 5th Ave, and Judah Freed, author and empowerment coach. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
LeafGuard Rain Gutters of Colorado is seeking candidates with previous experience in the home improvement field. If you're looking for a new challenge with a great company, call LeafGuard to schedule an interview today. 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today, 80 going to be nice. Next chance for any kind of precipitation comes up on Tuesday with a slight chance of thunderstorms, but a high on Tuesday, 90 degrees. I have a convertible automobile, and now I have to stop driving around with the top down because my skull is burned, and so are my arms, which is bad. You know, that old myth about tanning beds and all that stuff, and I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. And it's like I told you before, everything that is good, no, everything that you like, not that I like tanning beds, but I like being out in the sun, everything that's good for you is now bad for you, and everything that's bad for you is now good for you. So we have to adjust to that in the year 2007. It's 8:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and it's good to have you along here this morning. We're expecting Chuck Morris here any second. And he can just come in and join the party. I got Jim Spencer from the Denver, formerly from the Denver Post here, who's going to sit in for me tomorrow morning. I have to go to California. I have to take care of family business. I repeated this earlier in the morning. I'll repeat it again. My mother, tragically, who's 81, headed 82, is slipping into Alzheimer's. And so I have to go help my sister with this problem. And there was a big cover story about this in Newsweek last week. Did you see that?
No, but my mother has been afflicted with dementia for a decade, and I really feel for you. I wish your mother the best. What I don't wish her is what has happened to my mom. My mom is now on a hospice watch because literally she's starving herself to death, and we lack in this country the humanity to let someone go.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we got Chuck Morris here, so you can sit down and join Jim Spencer and myself, formerly the Denver Post. And we'll just we'll talk about all kinds of stuff here.
Jay, how are you, man?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
You lost a ton of
weight. Yeah.
You
just,
how'd you do that?
How'd I do that? I've lost about 120. I think I'm at 123 pounds now.
The operation thing?
Yeah.
Wow. You and John Popper, man.
Yeah, and I feel better. Does he?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he lost about, I think, 200. He was bigger than you.
Well, I only got 40 more pounds to go.
You look great.
I'm done. Thanks.
I barely recognize you.
Yeah, most people don't.
You have a longer beard, too.
Yeah. Most people don't recognize me, which is a good thing.
It's great. You have a 20-year look difference.
Think I look younger, do you?
No, older. No. Of course you look younger, man.
Yeah, I look older.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about what is up with you. And Jim, feel free to jump in any time.
Sure.
You know, everybody's welcome here. You just started a new job, so talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, just last couple weeks ago, I joined AEG Live and to run their Colorado operation. And actually, some of the people started working before I joined, some of my ex-employees. And I had a period of not working, non-compete, what they call, for a bunch of months, and then joined the firm 2 weeks ago. And we already... people may have noticed, you know, AEG Live took over the Ogden and the Bluebird, and we got 31 shows already booked.
Oh, boy.
Red Rocks.
I love the Bluebird.
Yeah, I do. And I love the Ogden. They did, you know, did a great job fixing it up.
Yeah.
And we got 31 shows booked at Red Rocks, and the first show next week at Dick's Sporting Goods Soccer Stadium with Kenny Chesney. And so we're out there running, which
yeah.
I've been doing for 37 years in this business.
Yeah, name some of the names that you have coming in.
Okay.
I know you got Bob Dylan.
But Bob Dylan for two nights. The first night is sold out. You know.
What do you guys make these on Thursday night for when I can't go?
Well, you know, most of the time it's because the artist has, you know, routing. You know, you got to play Kansas City, St. Louis, Denver, Salt Lake, San Francisco, Los Angeles. So it really has nothing to do with us. I mean, some of the interesting Red Rock shows. An act I used to manage, actually, who I love to death, and I still promote him, Lyle Lovett. He's playing Red Rocks on the 13th.
Yeah, he's great.
With Katie Lang, which is a great.
She's great,
double
too.
Bill. We have, let's see what else. Stephen Stills is playing a couple weeks at Boulder Theater that we're promoting, and I'm a big fan. Of course, Kenny Chesney, Michael Frente, and Spearhead with John Butler are two very, very cool acts, and that's E-Town Presents at Red Rocks on the 30th. We have your boys downstairs that we're doing Hogfest again this year.
What about String Cheese incident?
String Cheese we're doing for three nights that are already sold out, and we added a fourth night. Are you a String Cheese fan?
I kind of like them. John Turker's in the other room, loves them.
I love that band.
They're really nice guys.
Well, Boulder, bunch of Boulder guys.
Yeah.
9, 10, and 11 already sold out, and we added a fourth night. My little nephew actually is one of the managers of the band.
Oh, great.
Kevin Morris. So I'm proud of him as much as I am as proud of the band making it so big from around here, like Big Hot Todd did and Yonder Mountain. We have Yonder Mountain coming into Red Rocks too as well on September 2nd, which I think will be great. We got the Killers coming back after they were their lead singer got sick in the middle of the show. Steve Miller with Greg Raleigh and the Groove Hogs on the 23rd of August. We just got a bunch of stuff, a bunch of great stuff. G Love and Special Sauces at Red Rocks. Along with Slightly Stupid and Oza Motley, who are great bands. I'm not sure you're familiar with some of that stuff.
Oza Motley, I am.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they are.
They are a great band. We got a whole bunch of stuff. You know, Soundtribe Sector 9, which may be the best, hottest young band out there. We got them at Red Rocks for two nights.
Let me ask you something. You don't want to answer this, don't answer it, but I want to ask it anyway. How old are you?
I am 62. And still doing this thing.
How do you stay tuned up with all these groups?
Well, I hire a lot of great young people. Which is part of it, and I still stay up with some of the music.
And when you're not at work, what do you listen to?
My favorite acts are still, U2, the Eagles. You know, yeah, some older acts, I must admit. And listen to a lot of that, and a lot of those kind of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I love Neil Young. I love Tom Petty. Most of the classic older acts that are still vibrant. I love Bob Dylan.
God, who doesn't love
Bob Dylan? And Paul Simon and stuff like that. Although some of the younger bands, I'm the biggest Dave Matthews fan in the world. You know, I've been doing him and along with Don Strasberg, who works for me, starting him at the Fox for almost every date he's ever done in Colorado. And he's the sweetest guy in the world. And, you know, we did that three show. Sold out a couple years ago at Red Rocks and then added a fourth show for Katrina victims and raised a whole bunch of money, $1.5 million.
Wow.
With Dave's help, and Dave played for free and his crew and his band and his catering and his plane and everything else. And then thank you, John Hickenlooper. He got everybody at Red Rocks to work for free, and we all worked for free and netted $1.5 million. And that was one, I think that may have been the most proudest night of my career, because it was so great to see. It was only a week after Katrina, and I called Dave and said, you want to add a fourth show? And he didn't hesitate. He said, I'll get everybody to play for nothing if you can work it out with the city, which owns Red Rocks, to try to get that. And I called the mayor, and he got his staff rolling. And you know, we didn't ask anybody to work for nothing. We gave everybody an option, and everybody worked for nothing. In fact, the Aramark people who do the food there were so kind, they not only worked for free, they also gave their tips to the benefit. And we wrote out a check to Dave for his charity for $1.5 million that night.
That's great.
And John Huggins, who is head of economic development and the mayor, started calling some corporations, and I did too. And a lot of that $1.5 million were corporations buying, you know, giving us $100,000 here and $100,000 there. And some corporations, which I won't even name, they were going to get tickets for this, didn't even want the tickets. In fact, one corporation gave us $100,000, was supposed to get 100 tickets, and gave most of those tickets, a couple of people wanted to go, but gave most of those tickets to KBCO, who auctioned them again.
That's
so
great.
It was the greatest night. I mean, the country was paralyzed at that point. It was a week after Katrina. But to see Dave, and Dave spearheaded it. And it was interesting, too, for your viewers. Dave is a very, very bright guy. And he did a lot of research about what charity to give the money to, which we, you know. And he came back and gave 90% of the money to Habitat for Humanity, because he and some of his people, you know, they seem to find that charity has the least overhead, and it goes directly to building those houses, and with the least overhead. And then he gave some to the starving musicians of New Orleans. And it was a great night. It was, and people who were there, you know, still talk about it. So, anyway, that was, I don't know if you showed up for that, but it was magic. Every Dave show is magic, for that matter. We did them at Folsom Stadium, and that was magic.
Boy, I don't think I went. You know, just a side note for me, and for John sometimes too, when you bring these shows in, because of routing, which you just said, you know, if they're during the week, it's like really hard.
Yeah, well, you get up at what time?
About 3 a.m, so it's hard to like stay out and to go through that. And so we sit here every single day and cry over all the bands we bring in. and all the people you bring in that we can't see because we're not able not able to go. Okay, hang on a second, and we'll come back. 848, 48 minutes, not that we're going anywhere. 848, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Dealing with this multi-car crash, eastbound lanes of I-70, and it's definitely got traffic jammed up now between Quebec and Havana. You're going to need to move left to get around that. We've got two right lanes blocked. Again, that's eastbound I-70 between Quebec and Havana. Still seeing traffic pretty stacked up on that side of town, eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City, westbound I-76 toward I-25. Weather outlook today, expect mostly sunny skies, not as warm. Looking for a high of 81. Tonight, clear skies, 54. And right now, under mostly clear skies, it's 64 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new 07 Eclipse for just $16,988.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's almost here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for. It's easy. Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
20% of what Kelley Blue Book says your trade-in is worth. No games, no gimmicks. You'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Ghost Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from 0 to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Your trade may never be worth more than it will be this week during the Go 120% trade-in events at 17 Go showrooms in Denver alone. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light's green. Go.
8:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, homeowners, if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, here's an important announcement from the mortgage store. If this is what you've got going on, you know your adjustable rate mortgage is going to come due. Your house payment is going to go up maybe by hundreds of dollars a month. According to CNN's Money, over 3 million homeowners have ARMs with payments going up an average of $400 a month. Now, with credit card minimums doubling at the same time, the mortgage store understands the stress this can cause and how difficult it can be for you and your family. But don't worry, the mortgage store can help make life fun again, even with less than perfect credit. There's going to be a flood of people seeking help. Those with weak credit histories will need it the most. The mortgage store specializes in helping customers who have had less than perfect credit. The mortgage store is an Inc. 500 company. They're a direct lender, so they can say yes when others just tell you no, and they can close your loan within as little as a week. So avoid these big payment hikes and consolidate all of your other debt into one new low monthly payment. You'll save hundreds of dollars every month. Call now, 303-423-7171. There's no out-of-pocket closing costs in up to 90 days with no payment. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They are the guaranteed pros.
Hi, Lisa Schomp here, owner of Ralph Schomp Honda BMW Mini. If you're a customer of ours, you know just how strapped for space we are around here. If you're not, take my word for it. But help is on the way. We're breaking ground soon for our new BMW store, and then we'll have more space for Honda and Mini. But in the meantime, we have a lot of inventory, new and pre-owned, we need to move. And we're getting more every day. The more you sell, the more you get. And when you're the number one volume dealer in all the makes you sell, you get the cars. Lots logic would tell you, we have to price our cars to move them. So if you hear some dealer is having a big sale, do yourself a favor and check us out too, because we'll probably have the car you want at a great price without any additional charges or unwanted extras. And the service you get from Ralph Schomp is the best you'll get anywhere else. Remember, you've got a buddy in the car business, Ralph Schomp. One price, one promise, one customer at a time. South Broadway at Littleton Boulevard or at Schomp.com. Thanks.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed.
Coming to town.
Wondering if she
being brought to us by Chuck Morris. It's most sunny day, high of 87, AM 760 Progressive Talk. And the Chuck's in the studio. We're going to talk, but we know there's still one more Dylan, Bob Dylan show you
yes,
can go to.
The second show is not sold out yet, so still tickets available. I love Bob Dylan. I think he's the greatest.
Oh.
I grew up, I saw him,
love him
when I was a kid. I grew up in Brooklyn, and then we moved to Forest Hills, and I saw that second show after the Newport Folk Festival at the Westside Tennis Club. I don't remember how old I was, probably 16, 15, and that was the second show that he played electric. He played the first set just with a guitar and harmonica. And then he brought on his electric. He had done it the week before in Newport and got booed.
Did people there freak out when he did
yes, it? And I was there. And there were some people, but I think word had already gotten out, so it was a little bit more expensive than Newport, where he never announced it. And he played the second half of the show electric, and I was there as a 15-year-old. I can't remember. 16-year-old, and it was amazing. And, you know, that was the first time I had seen Bob Dylan, and he's the greatest. I mean, he's the poet laureate of my whole generation.
Yeah, nobody
and probably
know.
For the next four generations.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm amazed. You go to his shows, everybody, every age, and...
I don't think anybody can touch him.
Yeah, but there is still some tickets left on July 20th for Dylan, and... a great opening act that you may not be aware of called My Morning Jacket. That's really coming on very strong.
Who is that? Talk about
it's
that.
It's a band that has come on in the last year, and they're terrific. Terrific.
How did you find that?
Well, they're working with Dave Matthews' management people, so we are always in touch with them. And they're just a great band, southern band. And it's a great package. And we have a whole bunch of Red Rock shows with Lyle Lovett and Katie Lang together, and... I mean, I can give you the list, but I'll probably bore you. Man, I won't bore you. ZZ Top's coming, which is one of my favorite bands. I did their first show outside Texas, 1970 at Talagi's, which was my first club, after I finished school in Boulder. And I'll never forget the story. I got a call from their manager, Bill Hamm, who managed them up to like last year, managed them for about 35 years. This was 1970.
Wow.
And he called me and said, Bill Hamm from Texas, and I got this little old band, which became their slogan, this little old band from Texas named ZZ Top, and I had never heard of them. And he said, we're coming up, and we're going to play a couple of clubs in Colorado, and we'd like to play these 2 days. And it was a Monday and Tuesday, and I said, I don't think they're going to sell. I've never heard of them. And I was really very attuned to what was going on. No radio stations were playing them yet. And I said, well, you know, I don't know if they'll sell any tickets. He said, okay, I'll make you a deal. I'll take the door and you can have the bar. And it was a Monday and Tuesday. I figured I had nothing to lose. And God bless Bill Hamm. And he said, I'll take the door. And he literally stood at the door and collected the money. And I'll never forget. No, literally. It was great. And managed them up to last year, actually. And I'll never forget. I would usually stay at the club during the day and help book it and do my thing. And, God, we were running a Herbie's Deli upstairs. Herb Kavar was my partner. And I went home to change, and then I'd come back about 5:30 during the end of sound check and stay for the rest of the night. And I'll never forget, I pulled up to Talagi's, and there was a line around the block. I mean, up the hill.
How shocked were you?
I was shocked. I was shocked.
I bet you were blown away, weren't you?
And they sold out 2 days and turned away 1,000 people. And I always trusted Bill Hamm ever since.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Here's the question, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
How long were the beards at that time?
No beards.
No beards
No
then.
Beards. No beards.
They haven't shaved since, apparently.
No, I don't know. But they didn't actually grow beards for quite a while after that. And they were incredible. And they blew my mind. And it was an amazing. It was magic. You could tell it was magic. Just like I had the Eagles on their first tour. It wasn't even a tour. They played for 2 weeks before they recorded their first album, and they played for me at Talagi's, fact, their manager called, and it was a week before Christmas. Well, he didn't call a week before Christmas, but it was in November, and said, I got this band. You know, one guy's from Long Branch Penny Whistle, and one guy's from the...
Okay, hang on. Hold on. Hold on to that story. And Jim Spencer, formerly of the Denver Post, is here, too. Can you stick around for a while longer?
Sure.
Okay, good. Because we're going to get back to that Eagles thing, and I want to. There's a million other questions we want to ask
sure.
you about the music. Legendary Chuck Morris is with us. We'll continue here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for sticking around here this morning. And we got Paul Rykoff coming up at 9:30. Stick around.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. Log on and listen live. Every guest, every show, every day. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. AM 760 Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Do your joints hurt? Do you wake up feeling stiff and achy? Does arthritis slow you down? In Iceland, we think everyone deserves to live without pain. That's why there's a free bottle of Iceland Health Joint Relief Formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right, one free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-900-2217.
I had some joint pain in my knees, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should, too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
Jay Martin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's a case of constitutional rights, and the Supreme Court has found that when it comes to police stopping cars, passengers are not just along for the ride. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnano.
Nick, when police pull over the car you are riding in, do you have the same constitutional right to challenge the stop as the driver? The Supreme Court says emphatically yes. In a unanimous ruling, the court upholds a right already recognized in all but three states, one of them California, where this challenge came from. Supporters of this ruling say it will keep police from stopping the car you're in for no reason.
It's a major bust, a global kid porn ring with tentacles in dozens of countries. CBS's Larry Miller in London reports authorities have rescued more than 30 children and arrested 700 people.
Britain's Child Exploitation and Online Protection Center said the ring was linked to an internet chat room, and nearly a third of those arrested are in Britain. The chat room was called Kids, the Light of Our Lives, and carried pictures of hardcore sexual abuse of children. The 10-month investigation spanned 35 countries.
Well, the U.S. is stepping up its efforts to bolster the fragile Palestinian government of Mahmoud Abbas against the rival Hamas faction that now controls the Gaza Strip. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, President Bush used a brief phone call this morning with the Palestinian leader to pledge support for the emergency government in the West Bank. Spokesman Tony Snow says the administration believes Abbas is committed to peace. The Palestinians, of course, are split, with Hamas running Gaza and Abbas and his Fatah followers in charge in the West Bank. The U.S. hopes to isolate Hamas. Strategy on that and the future of the peace process will dominate the president's talks with Israeli Prime Minister Olmert tomorrow at the White House, Nick.
An intensive manhunt continues in Ohio for Jesse Davis, the 26-year-old pregnant woman, only 2 weeks from her due date when she disappeared. Her mother, Patricia Porter, tells CBS News that when she went to her daughter's Canton apartment Friday, she found the bedroom torn up, bleach poured on the floor. She also found her 2-year-old grandson, Blake, there alone.
He said Mommy was in the rug, but I think he thought the comforter was the rug. He probably called it a rug because he didn't know the word comforter.
Authorities have questioned the boy's father, the young boy's father, a police officer married to another woman. They believe he is also the father of the missing woman's unborn child. A wild and deadly night across North Texas as heavy rains triggered flooding that swept a 4-year-old girl from her mother's arms. It happened as rescuers were trying to save them at their mobile home in the Fort Worth suburb of Haltom City. Two mobile home parks were destroyed. Anita Foster of the Red Cross says they've heard some shocking tales.
Families that were on rooftops that waded out through water that had to be rescued. I mean, the stories are just, they're mind-boggling to think that, that rain in such a short amount of time could do so much damage.
100 mobile homes were destroyed in the flooding. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 20 and the NASDAQ off 3 points. This is CBS News.
All right. Everyone who enjoys the buying a used car experience, raise your hand. Thought so. Uncertainty does come to mind. But not if it's a Honda-certified used car. They're well-maintained, late-model Hondas. They're given a thorough 150-point inspection, and then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Accord and Pilot models. So relax, because while it may be used, it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
And now for the bonus round. Friday multiplied by Saturday equals...
Tuesday at 2:30.
Correct. Sean's hair is 4.5 inches longer than Chad's. How tall is Chad?
5'8".
Correct. What's the new way to get movies from Netflix?
Come on, instantly on your PC.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as...
You're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Applies in terms of use for StarTime and 5x5 details.
Apply online at firstoptiononline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM760 local news update. Denver police are investigating the discovery of a woman's body inside a home in the Montbello area. They believe she may have been dead for a day or two. Cops responding to a request for a welfare check at the home last night saw the body of the woman lying on a floor inside. The death is being investigated as a homicide. Police say a 34-year-old man and a 7-year-old child who also lived at that home are missing. More police, no gangs.
With a spark that lit this fire.
Attendees at Sunday's Jazz in City Park saw Chris Daniels and the Kings and plenty of police officers. The increase in security comes after two incidents at previous concerts involving gang members. Last night, 7,000 spectators said there were no incidents, just jazz. And tuition going up almost 10% for Colorado residents attending the University of Northern Colorado next fall to $3,600, while room and board will go up 7% to $7,300. UNC says, though, its costs remain far lower than most other state colleges. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're looking much better across the metro area. Looks like we got all the wrecks out of the way. So now we're just seeing some slower traffic southbound 25 from I-70 down to Spear if you're trying to get into downtown. Same thing if you're on northbound 225 between Iliff and Mississippi. Security wait time at DIA, 30 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect mostly sunny skies, not as warm. High of 81 tonight.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's a sunny high today, 80. Jay Marvin along with you. We've got Chuck Morris with us, the legendary Chuck Morris, and also Jim Spencer, formerly of the Denver Post, who will sit in for me tomorrow morning.
My pleasure.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure to have you.
Good. This is great to be on you as for the first time, I think, and also to be a part of the Air America thing. You know, I was telling you before that I got to know Al Franken through Leo Kottke, who I've been managing and promoting for 40 years, and they're both from Minneapolis, and they became real good friends. And if I can tell a story.
Go ahead. I'll talk about Al.
Leo was playing with Mike Gordon from Fish. They did a record together about 5 years ago and was playing the Jammy Awards in New York, which is the awards for hippie bands. And the record was with Mike Gordon, so obviously it got a lot of attention in that field. And Al showed up, because Leo was there, and I got to meet him, and he is a character. And then I went through Leo, we became pretty good friends, and I went to his house for dinner a few times. And then he came to me last year and wanted to raise some money for some of for his pack, to give money to different people that were running last year. So we did a show actually at the Paramount, and we did one in San Francisco.
Right.
And he's a wonderful guy, and running for United States Senate next year from Minnesota. A very funny guy. He told me the funniest story. I was telling him how I was on a PhD program at CU at 20 years old and dropped out to go into the entertainment business, the music business, started managing the Sync and then Talagis, and I said it was sort of for temporarily a little devastating for my Jewish middle class parents from New York, and my father was a principal, and all my brothers are dentists, and all my cousins are doctors or lawyers, and it was a little hard. And my mother, who's, God bless her, still here at 94 and doing great. But I was telling Al that at dinner, and Al said, I got a better story than that. And he said, I was graduating from Harvard with honors, and my Jewish parents came up there and kissed me and congratulated me and said, well, what are you going to do next? And they figured I was going to go to graduate school or do something, because he's brilliant. I mean, he's just brilliant.
Oh, extremely smart man.
And he turned around and says, Mom and Dad, and they didn't know anything about his comedy and his talent in that. And he said, I've decided that I'm going to move to Los Angeles and be a comedy comedian. And he said, the look on
and
their face. No, they didn't laugh.
No, they were
upset. So I think Al's parents beat my parents. I really do.
They're
and, of course, he went
upset.
Out there and Saturday Night Live, found
sure.
him, and he became the head writer for 15 years. But was always political, and he's the real deal.
Yeah, he's an extremely clever guy and a nice guy, and has always been really gracious
and
to us.
Very funny.
Yes.
God,
yeah.
Is he hysterical.
Yeah, he is. And I think he's got a better than even chance of beating Norton Coleman.
Yeah, hey, they elected a wrestler there for governor.
Yeah.
It's a funny state.
Oh,
now,
it's a funny state. So they're very progressive at times.
The Republicans may be running an actor for president.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, but still.
Well, I don't know. Do you think Al Franken will play pretty well in the political arena then? He's a very funny and very clever guy. You wonder if he'll be written off as being glib.
Well, that's what his competition is going to say that. But he's very, very
You get him in a situation and you start to talk serious issues with him.
Oh, my
God. And he can hold his own with anybody.
Sure.
Yeah, and he knows all the players in government,
yeah,
politics.
That's right.
I mean, I was amazed. Because I've always done a lot of political benefits my whole career. And, we got the Eagles to play for Salazar last year before the election. And I prided myself in doing that. But Al, boy, he knows everybody.
I would not, if I were Norm Coleman, I would not want to debate him.
Yeah, Norm's...
That would be tough.
From what I hear, he's taking Al very seriously. Because he's very popular there and he's connected.
Well, he'll probably be as good a senator as Jesse Ventura was a governor.
He'll be better.
I think so.
Yeah, you'd be interested.
I could never get, having been involved with professional wrestling, I could never get over Jesse Ventura running for office, because all I would ever see was the dyed remnants of his hair and the boa around his shoulders and his strutting in the ring and all that kind of stuff.
Get used to him running. Get used to him winning. Somebody had to vote for him.
I just couldn't. And and then always leaving the back exit of the venue. To jump in his Cadillac and go to the next town.
Oh, I'm going to ask Chuck a question about pop music and modern day pop music. You talked earlier about the bands that you like, and they're generally the bands that I like, and I think probably some of the bands that Jay likes, judging from the bumper music that I heard the first time I signed in for him. How do you reach? And my kids actually kind of bridge some things. They go all the way back to having Doors albums, or they'll have Blood on the Tracks, which is my favorite Bob Dylan album. But they get themselves forward into some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have not quite been able to do that. Do you make a real effort to sit and listen to new music just because it's your business, but also because it's your avocation? I mean, how do you feel?
Yeah, I do it more for my business than for my pleasure. But I'm also not one of those old promoters that will knock the new music. It was like my parents knocking me when I started listening to the Beatles. I mean, these kids are listening to what they can relate to. And I have little kids besides grown kids. And, they listen to Hannah Montana and... Some of the Disney stuff, and they also listen. My 14-year-old listens to some of the most progressive rock out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate old-time people in our business that criticize that there's no new good music coming up, because that's what we did when, you know, we stopped listening to Neil Sedaka and Frank Sinatra. Well, our parents were listening to the earlier stuff, and they knocked our stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to knock the new music, because if these kids can relate to it, there's something there.
What about the content of some of it? Particularly the whole controversy surrounding rap. I've tried to listen to rap and hip-hop. I just can't.
Well, I've got, you know, I've got kids that I've got my 14-year-old that likes some of that stuff, and my two older ones. I have a 21-year-old and a 27-year-old, and they like some of that stuff. I personally like Eminem, and I like some of the stuff, but I'm not a big rap fan or hip hop fan. But I hate, as again, I'm saying this the third time, I hate the older sometimes promoters that knock the new music, because the new music, it's getting out there for a reason.
Is there a way, though, to blend it? Like, you were talking about the folks that you're bringing in and pairing Dylan with somebody else. The Dylan show I saw was a Dylan-Paul Simon show. That was
We did that show.
My children bought that.
That was a whole tour.
That bought that ticket for me as a Father's Day gift.
And was it the one here? Because we did one in the Springs, too.
This was...
Well, they played all over the country.
Was,
did like 40 dates.
Years ago in Virginia Beach. But,
yeah.
But the thing is, how about pairing... Dylan with somebody who's really contemporary.
Well, My Morning Jacket's really contemporary.
Yeah.
But I believe they're on the whole tour.
Okay.
But Bob is very progressive, and his manager's very, Jeff Kramer is very progressive, and Bob is an interesting guy,
mm-hmm.
to say the least.
Well, I'll bet.
And so that doesn't surprise me at all. Just like a Neil Young, we usually put on some young actor, or Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you could put any two together, who would it be?
For my own enjoyment?
The idea of your dream concert.
My dream concert would be probably a triple bill with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and the Dave Matthews Band.
How about you, Jim?
Which would fill up a stadium.
Well, Tom Petty is the best live show I've ever seen.
He is the greatest, and consistently.
We cannot resurrect Jimi Hendrix, which may have been the second best live show
I've seen. I actually never got to see Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, I saw him.
That was before my time.
With canned heat.
And for just Raw, and here's what would juice some kids these days. Anybody who saw The Who destroy the equipment during my generation at the end of a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyway.
I actually grew up on folk music.
There you go.
That's how old I am. I grew up on, my first concert I went to see was the Kingston Trio in Lake Chautauqua, New York, and I fell in love with music from that.
Wow.
With Dave Garden, the band, very early, 55. And, in fact, I'm not embarrassed to say it. I have a double box set that's made in Germany of every recording they ever did. And really credit them and the music.
That's not on the Bear Family label, is it?
It's from Germany, and I got it at Twist and Shout. Paul got it. It's like catalog. And
yeah, and maybe that's who it may be, because I have the same. I have a box set of everything Lefty Frizzell ever did. Out of
yeah, they have the Kingston Trio has one big box of the Dave Gard years and one big box of the John Stewart years. There must be 50 recordings in there, and they have commercials in there and everything. And that really turned me on. I bought a 4-string tenor guitar like Nick Reynolds, the guy in the band, and played that.
Let me interrupt. You've been a great success as a rock music promoter. Did you ever wish to be a rock musician?
Well, I was in a folk bands in high school and college.
Where did you draw the line where you said, okay, you know, I really love this stuff. This is great for me, but I'm going to have to do it in a different place than picking the instrument.
I realized I wasn't good enough. And I also grew up, I went to Forrester's High School, and now there were two guys in front of us who I knew fairly well, who were 4 years ahead of me, uh-huh. named Paul Simon and Artie Garfunkel.
There you go.
Who went to Forrester's High School and had a band called Tom and Jerry, uh-huh. which had a hit called Hey Little Girl in the Second Row. And then I went to Queens College, and they went there. And I watched them play at fraternity houses, and then I realized, compared to them, I was like, forget it. And, of course, they went on to superstardom. But and then I came out to Boulder at 20 years old to go to graduate school in poli-sci. Uh-huh. I actually was thought about going into politics or political or whatever.
Do you still plink a little bit on the
A little, but not that much.
Do you write?
No.
I always want to be a songwriter.
Well, you know, you said you had a friend who had written a song. You asked him about your friend's last name is Russell.
Oh, Tom Russell.
Oh,
no,
I know Tom Russell.
He's written
yeah.
a ton of stuff.
He's
a
really fine writer.
Oh, God, he's the best. And he's a great singer, too. And he's a marvelous performer. He'll be here in November.
Where does he play? The Swallow Hill?
Swallow Hill will be
right,
here.
I mean, I'm going to come to that. I went. And saw,
oh, yeah, you should.
I went and saw my old friend Tom Rush, who I used to book in the old days. And he played Swallow Hill a couple months ago. And it was great. I took him out for dinner. It's the first time I had seen him in about 20 years. And
oh, you'll love
was,
Russell.
He was Tom was as great as ever. He looks great. I played him at Tulagi's a whole bunch of time, and I played him at Ebbets Field. And so he also has like an eight-year-old kid like I do.
Well, there you go.
He said he had a great line. He said, "Yeah, we both have eight-year-old kids."
No wonder you're still working.
I know. He said, "Yeah, we both have eight-year-old kids. You know, we had kids. I'm a grandfather. I just skipped the middleman."
There you go.
There you go.
So look here. Got a second?
Yeah,
go ahead. I don't care. Well, what are we going to do? Get in trouble?
No, I was just going to say the one of the greatest rock poets is a guy that nobody knows, and that's Robert Hunter.
Oh, yeah, I know.
No, I don't.
You know, everybody
knows who Robert Hunter is.
But Robert Hunter is not. I mean, he came to me through my 30-year-old son.
Well, he was a lyricist for the Dead.
I know he was.
Stuff.
He discovered Russell.
Did he really? That I didn't know.
Yes. When Russell was a cab driver in New York City.
Well, there you go.
Is that right?
Yeah, you ever heard the song Gaia del Ciego? That's Russell's. And Hunter took it and sang it.
Russell's had some cuts by other artists, a bunch of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like any, I think some fairly well-known artists recorded some of his stuff.
Yeah, Johnny Cash has done a bunch of his stuff in the can, so do a lot of other people. And he's tight with Dave Alvin, you know Dave Alvin
oh,
and
yeah.
the Blasters?
Oh, yeah, great band.
Yeah, and Dave Alvin's a great songwriter, too.
Yep.
Fourth of July and so many other great songs.
I'll tell you, he's a great songwriter than that. I mean, his crowd gets him and knows he is, but a lot of middle America doesn't. Is Warren Haynes, the guitar player who was in the Almonds for a while and has this band called Government Mule.
Oh, Government Mule. Yeah. I know Turk is a big Government Mule fan.
Well, he is a great songwriter. I've gotten real friendly with him and his wife, and he sent me some demos and some song demos, and he's a wonderful songwriter.
I got to take a break, but I'm going to hold you that Russell thing.
I'll definitely go.
We're going to go.
Definitely go.
You want to go?
Sure.
Well, I'll go.
When you talk to him next, he knew me through Katie Moffitt, who he was good friends with.
I'll talk to him.
I managed Katie when she lived in Denver, and then she moved to L.A. And
I'll talk to him today, probably.
Yeah.
So 9:20, 20 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chuck Morris with us. Also, Jim Spencer, formerly of the Denver Post. He sits in for me tomorrow morning. We have Paul Rykoff coming up. We'll find out what's going on with the vets. Stick around, though. We got a little bit more time left with Chuck.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your backs.
550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-500-7558. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-500-7558. 1-800-500-7558. That's 1-800-500-7558.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonky.
Really, do it, Lefty.
We'll have a time.
Can't beat that man, Lefty Purcell.
I love
Lefty. Love Willie. 9:23, 23 minutes after 9 here. Chuck Morris with us. Jim Spencer, formerly the Denver Post. AM760 Progressive Talk. How did a 80? You said you were just with Willie.
Last weekend, I went to his manager's wedding in Connecticut, and Mark Rothbaum has been with him since I started working with Willie in 74 at Ebbets Field. And Mark got married, and Willie played at the wedding. It was great. Willie is such the greatest guy in the world. There's nobody. I mean, I don't think he has a bad bone in his body.
And one of the all-time, in my opinion, one of the all-time greatest songwriters.
Oh, I totally agree.
The nightlife, the nightlife.
I'll tell you a funny story. I hope he doesn't mind this, but I was on his bus a couple years ago. We were doing the Red Rock show, and he still does about 125, 150 dates a year. And as I was being funny, but I really wanted to know the answer. We were sitting there, and Willie gave me a big hug when I walked on the bus because I've worked with him for 33 years. And I said, Willie, do you ever get off this bus? I mean, you're 74 years old. He said, Chuck, let me tell you something. About every 8 or 9 years, I get off and get divorced, and then I go back on the bus.
Yeah.
But he's married now to a wonderful girl who was at the wedding and seems to be real happy. But
does his sister Bobby still play with him?
It's the same band and crew that played Ebbets Field in 1974.
Yeah. But they're not tight, are they?
Yeah, Mickey.
Mickey Raphael.
Yeah, and Paul English on drums.
Paul English,
and Bobby.
Yeah.
And the same guys, the production guys, John Anderson. My mind's a blank, but anyway, Pootie, the production guy, and David Anderson, the road manager, and the same manager, Mark Rothbaum. And it's amazing. The most loyal guy in the world, never changes, and he's magic. Yeah. He's managed. He's just magic.
Me and Tom Paul, me and Paul. He really wrote that song, Me and Paul.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Paul's like his partner. In fact, I think his company, when you write the checks out, it's like Me and Paul Incorporated or something.
Not great.
Yeah.
Not great. Where are all the people like Willie, man?
I don't know.
That's the old school stuff. And Waylon, of course, is gone, but he was great, too.
And Johnny Cash is gone.
Yeah, and he was great. See, that all goes back to, when I was a kid.
You know, we did, before I joined
Merle?
My company, we did a couple months ago, we did the Willie and Merle show.
Oh,
and Ray Price.
Yeah, I wanted to go to that. I wanted to go to that in Colorado Springs.
We did it in the Springs, my new company in the Springs, and then in Loveland. And I went down, even though I wasn't working.
Ray Price can still sing like he sung 40 years ago.
I know.
It's unbelievable. How old is he? He's got to be in his 80s.
He's, I think, mid-80s.
I used to know his piano player, Blondie Calderon, who died.
Boy, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, man, I go back that far.
Wow.
And
And they used to Sleep at the Wheel. Ray Benson, who I've worked with forever.
Oh, Sleep at the Wheel
is great,
too.
That was the backup band. Willie just brought along Mickey Raphael as harmonica player and Paul to play drums. But other than that, they used Ray and his band. And it was the greatest night. It was so great.
I know that. And that double CD is great, too. I've got it.
Yeah. I mean, Sleep at the Wheel played for me at Tulagi's in 70. With Commander Cody, a double bill.
Oh, I remember Commander Cody,
Airman.
The Lost Planet Airman from Berkeley, California, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were like, those bands were like the original hippie bands. This is like,
Yeah, and that was the fusing of country rock, too. That was
were the hippies of the early 70s. They really were. And the Dirt Band, in some ways, were a bunch of hippies.
Betty said, son, you're going to start me to drinking if you don't stop.
That was their hit.
Hot Rod Lincoln.
Right, which he got from Johnny Bond, did the original version of that.
Very good.
Well, I know all that man. Should we get on the air and play 10 Little Bottles by Johnny Bond about being a drunk? Johnny Bond was great, too, in his time. All those guys were.
Yeah,
and all that stuff never gets played anymore, and it's sad. We should buy a radio station and start playing that stuff.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Because younger people ought to get hip to a lot of that.
You'd be surprised that they are.
They are. I had a 30-year-old guy call me this morning, here like in the first hour, and said, hey, you're always talking about Lefty Frizzell and the fact that nobody knows who he is. There's a bunch of us out here who really dig him.
It's interesting. I work with Leo Kottke now for many, many, many years, but he did that record with Mike Gordon from Fish, two records, actually.
Right.
And now about 10% of his crowd are hippies.
Yeah.
That got turned on to him, and they just, because the Fish band they idolize Leo. That's how that whole project started. Okay. They all went to Leo shows.
We got about a minute and a half left, 2 minutes. Plug current stuff that people can still get tickets to. They can still get tickets to the third Bob Dylan show.
Yep, they can still get tickets to Blues Travelers' 14th and 15th annual July 4 show with Violent Femmes, which is a great old band. Lyle Lovett and Katie Lang at Red Rocks.
Oh, that's
going to
be marvelous.
Of July. Bob Dylan, we still have tickets left on the 20th of July. Bob Weir and Rat Dog, along with Keller Williams, who's the next generation of great guitarists, on the 24th of July. Mull and the reunion of Leftover Salmon on the 28th of the July. Four nights with String Cheese Incident. The fourth night is the only one still available for tickets. Steve Miller Band. I love Steve Miller.
I love Steve Miller
on the 23rd of August. Yonder Mountain on the 2nd of September. Soundtribe Sector 9, a great young band, playing for 2 days at Red Rocks. And there's still some tickets available. And then, of course, the Monolith Festival, which is a whole bunch of bands up at Red Rocks on the 14th and 15th, led by Cake and Flaming Lips and Spoon and Kings of Leon. And Jethro Tull, we're doing at the Temple Buell on the, that's November 10th, an evening with Jethro Tull.
Wow.
That was just a few. We're starting off with a lot of shows.
Okay. A new venue you're going to build?
Well, we're only going to build a new venue, to be honest, if we can find a great place and do something that will blow people's socks off. I think I was quoted in both papers as that. We're not going to just open a venue to open a venue. It's going to have to, there's some great venues in this town, and it's going to have to be the greatest thing that was ever here, and it's going to have to work financially. So we're not committed yet. It's really a matter of finding the right place and building it and working economically. And sure, I'd love to build a new venue, but it has to be the right one.
How big?
Don't know. I just came to work starting last week, so we're just...
Oh, come on. You've had plenty of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have a... Jim's right. You should have a figure already.
I wouldn't tell you even if I knew it.
All right.
Be very honest. Come on.
But no, we'll just have to see. It's a work in progress.
Hard questions, Chuck.
It's a work in progress.
All right. You know what? You got to come back.
I'd love to.
And... I'm going to hold you that Russell thing.
Invite me and I'll come.
So please leave contact information.
I'll bring my wife, who's a huge folky fan, and actually plays at the Denver Folklore Center by herself on their amateur nights.
Oh, great.
And writes music.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. So we'll all go. And I'll hold you to it.
Absolutely. Remind me. Well, I check Swallow Hill. I love Swallow Hill.
Yeah. And so we'll definitely
I was there with Tom Rush a month ago or two. And cool. I hung out with Tom for the first time in 25 years. I love Tom Rush.
You know what? An hour is not enough time with you, so you got to come back.
God bless you. Thank you.
And we can tell more stories and talk about music.
I love it. I love this station.
Thanks.
I love your show, too.
Appreciate it. You're the best.
No.
Chuck Morris, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Jim, stick around.
I will.
We'll talk to Rykoff. We'll talk to Paul Rykoff, another stand-up human being. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it, man. 9:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. I've got a... late morning crash. Watch out for it. Westbound I-70 right near Colorado. Looks like a couple of cars there. Otherwise, we're doing fine. Not a lot going on. Southbound 25, usual slow pocket downtown, as is westbound lanes of 270 now between I-70 and Quebec. Weather outlook today, looks like we'll have mostly sunny skies. Not as warm, though, high of 81. Tonight, clear skies, get some light winds down to 54, and it looks like tomorrow it'll be warm again at 90. Currently, clear and 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk. This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Call...
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
TNT Monday, The Closer, cable's number one show of all time, returns. Intense.
He's been murdered.
Heart-pounding.
Holy hell, he's about to break out in here.
Critically acclaimed. The biggest season premiere of the summer. The show TV Guide calls a terrifically entertaining, smashing cop drama. Is back. Golden Globe winner Kira Sedgwick is The Closer. See the commercial-free season premiere Monday, followed by the series premiere of Heartland, TNT's next great drama. It all starts this Monday at 9, 8 central, only on TNT.
Welcome, home buyers, to the Pulte Homes Perfect 10 sales event. The results are in.
All these ways to save and a 10-year warranty, I give Pulte Homes a 10.
What a home. We saved big and got premium fixtures and appliances standard. A perfect 10 for Pulte Homes. June 22nd to the 24th, save big on your new home during the Pulte Homes Perfect 10 sales event. Check out pulte.com/sale for a neighborhood near you. Incentives vary by region and subject to change. Equal housing opportunity.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
That's 303-289-1409.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thank you to Chuck Morris. I love any chance I can get to speak, talk about music. Mostly sunny high today, 80. We're waiting to talk to Paul Rykoff. As you know, he's always on the run, so they're tracking him down. His office is tracking him down. If you don't know who he is, he's a nationally recognized authority on the war in Iraq and the issues affecting troops, the military, families, and veterans. He is the executive director and founder of the IAVA, Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans of America, and we should have him on here momentarily. Meanwhile, we have Jim Spencer, formerly of the Denver Post, who will sit in for me tomorrow morning because I'll be out of town until Monday to take care of my mom. And it was good having Chuck Morris on here and talk about music. Don't you love that?
Yeah, he's a guy that's had that many experiences with that many famous people. You could sit around and chat with him for hours and hours and hours and not get bored. Plus, you know, he's the guy that brings a lot of stuff here. I think it's really interesting, though. He's going to go ahead and take on a big new assignment here at 62. I think it's a wonderful idea. I think Anschutz, with his entertainment group, is where he's working, is, you know, sort of grabbing somebody with a lot of talent and letting them go.
Now, I always get two schools of thought on that. One school is that baby boomers should, quote unquote, get out of the way. And the other one is that what formerly would be considered old now in America is now considered to be very young.
Well, that
or young.
My young colleagues used to joke with me about, you know, the baby boomers taking everything, taking every spot and stuff. But, you know, if you're competent and you're good, I don't know why you're supposed to get out of the way. But he also reaches back into a much younger generation. He's very aware, and for what he doesn't know, he's like a good general practitioner. He knows what he doesn't know. You know, when you
right.
get a doctor, he hires and surrounds himself with terrific young folks. And I think you heard him say that some fellow that had been a 23-year-old PR guy for him has now risen to run the entertainment group or something for Anschutz. And so, you know, he's been leapfrogged too by the talent. I think that the most interesting thing in pop music is that you know, it grabs its roots deep and then it just sort of pushes itself forward. I'm struck with how many of the songs. Jack Johnson's a good example. You know, I mean, Jack Johnson has that kind of mellow sound that I remember from the day as well. So I think they're just cycles of music. And believe me, we talk here about all the great stuff. But listen, if you ever listen to the songs that sometimes on radio stations, they'll say, "Well, okay, this is the number one, the top 10 songs in this year at this particular time." There's plenty of bubble gum.
Well, there's a lot of bad music out there, but there's also a lot of good music, and there's a lot of good music that goes undiscovered because we don't find out about it, but more and more people are now beginning to find out about it because of the Internet.
Yeah.
And now you can go download stuff, and everybody has websites, and you can go look, and there's a ton of people out there. I find all kinds of stuff on there that's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think to myself, oh, wow.
The question is, are those artists who are promoting their own work, going to be able to realize any of the reward that they might ought to get for their work? You know, when we're in an information-rich society, everybody's got a YouTube has a gazillion movies.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Everybody's got their album, their self-promoted and self-recorded CD that they sell.
Well, I think they can. You charge for downloads, and... Yeah. They're going to be, which we didn't get a chance to ask Chuck Morris about, but I was talking about it earlier in the morning. I mean, I saw this again, this story again, and I know there are people who will call here and say, oh, you know, Jay, you're obsessed with this, but and I guess you can make a case that I am, but that CDs are going to disappear, but there are tons of artists who are selling CDs and are, you know, doing it out of the old quote-unquote, you know, either direct mail or the... you know, off websites or the merch table, as they call it,
mm-hmm.
at their live shows. And then there, you can download tons of stuff.
I guess the question is whether art will be self-sustaining. In other words, are we always going to need Medici's, rich, perhaps commercial people who have to support artists so they can actually live on their own talent? You know, if you're selling your CDs at your show or you're selling them on the Internet, you wonder if you can make a living doing it that way. Can you put food on the table and pay the rent, or you got to have a day job, you know? And if you really are a talented artist, that could be very
fun. I think you got to do both. I mean, I think there's some that have to have a day job, but there always has been people who have had that, you know, quote unquote. I mean, you know the legendary story about Chris Christopherson as the working as the janitor at the at CBS in Nashville,
mm-hmm.
and then walks up to Johnny Cash, says, oh, you know, I have a couple of songs, and you know, Johnny Cash agrees to see them, but I mean, he was working. This guy's a former Rhodes Scholar working as a janitor.
Right, right.
I mean, I think there are people, you know, there are people out there that are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're good and what they have to say is worthwhile, they always find an audience. Somebody always finds them somehow.
Yeah.
Don't you? I mean, for the most part?
Well, I think so, but I think there's also a great deal of luck, and I think there's a great deal that has to do with connection. So, but, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great society that's developed enough that people have the chance to be artists full time. So I guess we should be grateful for that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the Internet, once again, the Internet defeats the main criticism that you get of commercial radio, which is limited playlists.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. But once again, we have to talk about commercial success versus artistic ability. And I'm not sure that there's quite the marriage of those two things that there ought to be.
Well,
anyway.
I think that debate has gone on, but that debate's been around for
It's probably been around as long as there have been guys talking into microphones.
You know what's really weird? What's really weird is now, when you get older, this is what's really weird. Now for me, okay? Songs that I once saw as being things that I played on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and that I had to play because they were hits, I now look back on them and I hear them again, say, 20 and 25 years later,
mm-hmm.
and I really realize how really good they were.
Paul Simon's poetry is the poetry of my life. And it is poetry. It's not just song lyrics. And frankly, The Dangling Conversation is as poignant now as it was when he wrote the song. And I guess it must have been 30 or 40 years ago that he actually wrote that song. And so I think that there's a timelessness to art, too. And, you know, I was saying before that you see it a lot of crap and a lot of bubblegum and all that sort of stuff. But great lyricists, that's the other reason I think Robert Hunter's an interesting guy, because I didn't know Robert Hunter. My son happens to be a Deadhead and a Fish follower, and he introduced me to
that. So is John.
Well, good for John. That doesn't surprise me, John. But
Sounds like you got a cool kid, Jim.
He's a wonderful child. And he's a man. He's a young man. He's 30. But, you know, Robert Hunter probably lives comfortably, but never did really get his due for saying the things that were a philosophy of a generation too. You know,
right.
And so that was my concern. Your friend Mr. Russell probably has the same set of great thoughts, or at least terrific talent. That, and he isn't the household name. It's the guy who recorded it, who was the front man on the band.
Yeah, I think Tom. I think I've thought a lot about that with Tom, and I think that in Tom Russell's case, I think you got two or three things going with him. Number one, he's not the type to play the games that you have to play. Number two, some of his stuff, I think, is too literary.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not, in a lot of cases, he's not commercially minded. Like, he writes things that are not, you know, they're not going to get airplay on The Wolf or on KYGO.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not. Because they're about things that most people, I mean, they just won't. But if you want to hear, for instance, a CD about divorce and about turmoil, he's got a CD out called Borderland, which is, I think, his masterpiece. I don't know if he would consider it to be that, but you should listen to that. I mean, it's just so compelling and so moving, and anybody can understand about that. All right, we'll come back 9:45, 45 minutes after the hour here. Why am I doing that? We'll come back. We're not going anywhere. 9:45, 45 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Rick Morgan with a look at progressive traffic. Rick?
Jake, expect delays on I-70 eastbound as you head across that elevated portion. There's a problem up ahead at Colorado causing slowing on both sides of the highway, but mainly on the eastbound side at the moment. Also, 270 still pretty sluggish on the westbound side heading across Commerce City. Earlier problem there cleared out of the way, but still got the slowing. Good news is, rest of the highway drive looks pretty good. I-25 moving along across the downtown area. Still might catch a little slowing on that southbound stretch coming down 38 to Spear, but it kind of used to that one. And that drive to and from Boulder in pretty good shape on the turnpike for you right now. Weather forecast, going to be mostly sunny, but cooler today. A little breezy, but high right around 81. Tonight, look for clear skies, low of 54. And then tomorrow, warming back up, look for a high of 90 once again. Right now, it is 65 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Need plumbing and drain problems fixed fast? Why wait? Call Rescue Rooter at 303-731-1700 and have a qualified technician.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
$100 every month. It's that simple. So pick up the phone, call now. 303-423-7171. There's no out-of-pocket closing costs and up to 90 days with no payments, which will give you a little extra operating money for summer. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Stores, call them. They're the guaranteed pros.
Honey, remember how I felt after swing dancing?
Oh, but you got a pain reliever for your arthritis pain.
That wasn't as bad as trying Dennis.
When you got something just for a sore shoulder.
But I'm done taking different pain relievers. Now I'm all Advil.
Mm-hmm.
It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, and nothing's proven stronger on tough pain.
So what are we waiting for? Let's dance.
I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers for minor arthritis pain, use as directed.
For most people, there's no substitute for instant gratification. Yet some people can wait if something better's coming along. At Orbitz, in a desperate attempt to feel popular, we're giving you both. So, if you book the hotel and flight you want together on Orbitz, you'll save now. And you'll save $250 later when you customize a package to Hawaii, Mexico, or the Caribbean. Instant gratification now and the $250 savings later.
Book at Orbitz.com and stay a step ahead. Save $250 on qualifying 5-plus night vacations. Travel and book by March 31st, 2008. Subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
In the attics of my life.
More Grateful Dead.
Full of clouds.
9:49 minutes past the hour. Mostly sunny. High today, 80. Jay Marvin along with Jim Spencer, formerly of the Denver Post. And we're supposed to have Paul Rykoff on, but we've run into difficulties. That happens all the time, though. People get their schedules crossed and things go on.
I know he meant well.
So, no, he's a great guy. And we'll just reschedule him again because now we're starting to run out of time here. And we were going to talk about Veterans Affairs, and you were just talking to me off the air about this. And going into this a little bit, you were one of the first people here in the Denver area to write about this stuff, about the trouble that veterans are having in
post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
And, you know, I got in onto it because they had charged a guy at Fort Carson with cowardice. That's a capital offense.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it was the first charge since the Vietnam War. And I went and visited with the guy, learned that he was a squared away NCO with perfectly stellar record, and he freaked right as he got to Iraq when he saw some butchered up body, and he asked for some help, and they didn't really help him, and then he just sort of spiraled downward, and then they tried to punt his butt out of the service, and they did eventually separated him on a disability discharge, but he has gone to work in helping veterans around the country, and especially down at Fort Carson. I think that one of the things that's really important to note is that, you know, Americans seem to say they support the troops, but supporting the troops is not just it's not just lip service. It's not one of those funny little ribbon.
Oh yeah,
thing,
the ribbons,
ribbon
the
thing.
Plastic ribbons on the back,
or a bumper sticker. It can't be. It has to be more than that. And the problems are extremely complex. I've talked to a lot of folks about when they come back. There's something called hypervigilance. And, you know, Jay, you and I would have hypervigilance if we thought our butts were on the line 24/7.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you cannot relax. And so everybody gets just weirded out. I wrote about a really squared away Special Forces guy who put a gun to his head after he'd beaten his wife. He'd never touched her before, but he came back. It was all messed up. You know, she thinks that was a problems with maybe an anthrax vaccine or one of the other vaccines that they think may have caused some brain changes. But whatever it is, war is not a natural thing for people, and when we ask people to go and do that for us, then we better be willing when they come back to take care of them. And even the institution of the Army itself has had to be forced by guys like Andrew Pagani and Steve Robinson in their veterans groups, and this fellow that we would
have Paul Rykoff, yeah,
to step up and do what's right. You know, America still lives in this place where we think that mental health issues, mental illness is a character flaw.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And not a legitimate illness.
Yes.
And these guys are legitimately sick, and they need the little bit of stuff they need, or maybe the lot of stuff that they need, is what we owe them for doing what we asked them to do and what they did to the best of their ability. And I think that that's something that it gets well beyond lip service, because the politicians all pay lip service to it, too. But, you know, they're... Fort Carson was in such shape that there was a group of delegation of 10 congressional, different members of Congress or Senate sent staff members or went there themselves within the last month to see what was going on. And they're trying to develop some programs down there, and it's not just Fort Carson. I happen to know about Fort Carson because this is where I, you know, worked. But what has to happen is that the American people have to demand that the VA system stays fixed, that the that the VA system expand itself and not just be a physical treatment facility, and that guys who really do get hurt mentally are not treated like pariahs. And there's still a macho kind of factor in the military. But, you know, the other thing that's crazy about this, I have a friend who writes about the military for the San Diego Union Tribune, and he's documented that they're sending people with stress disorders back into combat on antidepressants.
It's weird, isn't it? I mean, but you're right about the mental health issue. I mean, and that covers, I mean, I have close personal knowledge of that. I've been involved in it for a long time, and of people's attitudes towards it because I'm bipolar. But and you're right. And then these veterans come back, and it's like, well, it must be, you know, it must be a character flaw. You must not be a man. We don't, you know, what do you mean? Something's wrong. Blah blah blah. They go on and on and on about all of that. And in reality, we owe big time. And when are we going to start paying? We need to start paying now and pay up now, big time.
Well, and I think one of the things that the Vietnam vets paid an awfully high price for us to come to this realization. I hated the Vietnam War and didn't believe in it, protested against it, and yet came to realize too late in my life that I should have been blaming politicians and not soldiers.
Really, I never blamed the troops. I hated it and didn't like it either, and protested it. But I blamed the government.
Well, but that spilled over onto the troops, and I'll tell you a story of a real American hero named Tom Moritz, who I didn't know what a hero he was, because when he arrived back from Vietnam, he told me that they put him on a bus and there were screens, big thick screen wire in the windows, and he asked why, and they said, "You'll see." And people started throwing stuff at them as they were being driven away from the base in San Francisco where they were had come in on the airplane. And Tom was one of the most straight-up guys I'd ever know. His politics certainly weren't mine, but if I had ever needed to serve under somebody whose command I would take orders that might cost me my life because I trusted him so much, he was a guy. I never found out what he never talked about Vietnam, but he didn't complain or cry about it either. He probably had some PTSD, but he got it worked out with himself, but it wasn't that he didn't appreciate what others did. But he was so sensitive about the way he had been treated when he came back that it took Borda. You remember Admiral Borda, the chief of naval operations, who killed himself because he had a medal he didn't deserve? When I was writing about that, Tom showed me his citation for a Distinguished Flying Cross, which is third to the Medal of Honor. And what the guy had done in combat was just unbelievable. He had flown his helicopter for 24 straight hours into a hot fire zone where another copter had crashed. He had gotten off the helicopter himself under fire, grabbed people who were wounded, put them back on his helicopter, flown them back to medevac, got back on his helicopter, went back in, hooked up the dead Huey on the ground, and haul that some gun out, too. And for that, you know, we recognized him. But nobody really knew because he didn't really talk about it. So, you know, and when they gave him the V device, which is what Borda was wearing that he didn't deserve, you know, valor by our soldiers is something entirely different than a screwed-up war, a unilateral invasion of a sovereign nation that was not representing a threat to us, a waste of $1 trillion now, I think. I don't know anyway. Billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. Where we struggle with this is trying to draw the distinction between the war that we hate and the soldiers that we need.
See, I don't have that. You know what? I don't have that problem. I understand. Look, these folks are doing what they're told and what they're ordered to do. Many of them find themselves in this situation. But when they joined the National Guard, for instance, they were trying to help out in their local communities and do what was right. And, you know, they figured, well, it's fire season. That's what I'll be off doing or whatever. And now they find themselves, you know, in Baghdad.
Right. Well, let me talk. Here's what the
subject. Okay, quickly, because I'm almost out of time here.
Go ahead.
Well, you can do it tomorrow because you're going to sit in for me.
There you go.
And you should talk about this. And we were talking this morning about David Petraeus talking about how we're making progress in Iraq. And the 2007 Failed States Index, produced by Foreign Policy Magazine and the Fund for Peace, says that Iraq now ranks as the second among world's failed states. All right, I'll be back next Monday and make Jim welcome tomorrow morning. Thank you to all of you, we'll talk to you in a little less than a week.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
I, Lisa Schomp, and everyone at Ralph Schomp Honda, BMW, and Mini would like to say thank you for being our customers, the greatest people in our world.
AM 760 is your new home.